say that somehow Republicans are going to crash the economy if, in fact, they win in the midterm elections, as if the economy isn't already on fire.
It's real desperation. They're going to wreck it. It's going to be them. And if you bring up crime, you're racist. Okay?
Yeah.
And yes, every kid should get vaccinated. Because we said so. Yeah, I can't imagine why they're losing touch with the common voter.
My body, my choice. It only works one way.
Mm-hmm. Man. A couple of pieces of audio you don't want to miss. Straight ahead.
You're listening to Dave Ramsey on News Radio 99.3 at 1490 KBUR. The news and sports authority for Southeast Iowa and West Central Illinois. News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR. Burlington. The following is a sports presentation of News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR. KBUR, your exclusive home for Burlington Greyhounds football. Kickoff is just minutes away. Burlington High School football on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR is brought to you by Courtesy Door Sales and Service, the Pilot Grove Savings Bank, Corey Richards American Family Insurance, the Broadway Bar and Grill, Rhinesmith's Flooring America, Standard of Beaverdale, Crawl Insurance in Burlington, Bob Dodd's Insurance in Danville, the Danville State Savings Bank, John Hart, your Edward D. Jones Financial Advisor, Pizza Ranch, and by Ritter's Landscaping Home and Garden Center. Also brought to you by Queso's American Bar and Grill, Diamond Vogel Paints, Matt Raker State Farm Insurance, and Rocket Mortgage, Sizer's Landscaping, Roberts Tire Center, Brown Shoe Fit, Case Mine Community Credit Union, Area Recyclers, and Southeast Iowa Orthopedics.
First, we go to the field for tonight's pregame show.
Let's go!
I crave the rush of the game.
Here's Scott Mason and John Flaherty.
And welcome into the Queso's Mexican Bar and Grill pregame show. Queso's Mexican Bar and Grill, explore new flavors or enjoy the traditional Mexican dishes you already love. Dine in or carry out, there's something for everyone at Queso's Mexican Bar and Grill in Burlington. That might be the quickest I've ever gotten to a promotional read of all time. John Flaherty to my left, Scott Mason here as we're getting ready for week 9 of the Iowa high school football season, a game with almost as much. Well, no, just as much as was on the line last year, just the circumstances have changed just a tad. Of course, Burlington only needed to win last week to get in as the second-place automatic qualifier from District 3. This year, they lose and they're done. Those are the two for sures. Last year a win, this year a loss. Everything in between became a little jumbled had Burlington lost last year, and that's what the consequence that befell Fort Madison was. Here we are tonight with the shoes on the other feet, where Burlington needs a win just to have a shot. Fort Madison is in. If Fort Madison loses, then they're also waiting to see what happens around the state.
Yeah, math is hard.
It is. Well, it is when you take it out to four different places.
Yeah, I mean, it really is hard, and we really would have been able to help ourselves if we just would have won last week. But, again, I'm going to go back to what I ended with last week. Probably one of the better games at any level that I've watched in a long, long time. A lot of intensity, a lot of great execution, and then just finally at the end, Liberty just had enough magic dust, I guess, in their bag to get out of three different tackles to be able to get the touchdown and then go for two. So my hope is that the Greyhounds kind of like put that as the chip on their shoulders. They're coming down to a really good Fort Madison program that has really made some resurgence and should be a fun, emotional battle all the way to the last play.
So a two-pronged question for you as a former football coach. One, you know, it was interesting. I heard somebody on talk radio this week, I think talking about the Bears or the Hawkeyes. And the idea is that us fans take it much harder than players, or I should say we fans, take it much harder than players or coaches. In part because players and coaches have to flush it the next day, maybe the next 2 days, because there's a game next week. Whereas the fans who support the Bears, who support the Hawkeyes, who support the Hounds, I'm still hurting from last Friday. Yet Burlington had to go into film on Saturday, get back to practice on Monday. So there's this churn. Were you able to do that? The second thing is, conversely, did you have a long memory? Would you have used last year's week 9 as motivation all week if you're Fort Madison?
Definitely. Yeah. That I had. My problem was with my stress level is that, you know, I said we need to flush it by tomorrow morning. The problem is the kids and the other coaches didn't know that I would stay up till 3, 4, 5, you know, and just going, okay, what happened here? What do we got to do? On and on, waiting for film to get downloaded. And I think there were a lot. I mean, I trust all my assistant coaches. I'm sure they had a tough time too. But as the adult in the room, you've got to say, there's nothing we can do about that. We need to focus here. And so you get a chance to kind of relive things. And the beauty of that is you get a different perspective. You know, as the fan last week, I mean, that's a great memory. But that stings as a coach and a player. But yet in the back of your mind, it's like, man, that was a really good game. And when we get a chance to review it, it's going to be a great memory game. So, yes, and definitely if – I'm a coach of a senior-laden team, and I have a group of kids who lost out on the playoffs by one play. I'm going to say, here you go. We had an opportunity. This is going to be the red-letter game because we've been pretty good. And it doesn't matter that in the 2 weeks prior, we've stumbled and we've taken a beating. I mean, that's just... numbers are numbers, and Fort Madison has taken a beating on the scoreboard. And so you got it. That should be the motivation of saying if you want in, the door's open. You just got to step through and take it.
Yeah, 7-2. I don't see any route where a 7-2 Fort Madison team doesn't get in.
Absolutely.
Especially considering that coming into tonight, they are ranked 11th in the RPI, which is something we'll talk about throughout the pregame show, especially, and even throughout the night as the game unfolds. There are several games that will play a role into what happens should Burlington win. A 6-3 Burlington right now at 18th overall in the RPI. A little misleading in that there is one automatic qualifier. I was wrong on Round Guy Radio this afternoon. By the way, Round Guy Radio, check it out. If you can check out his podcast. If you don't want to listen to us for the next half hour, 45 minutes, go check out the two of us on Round Guy Radio.
Burlington High School Athletic Department has put that on their Facebook site as well. So if you're fiddling around with your phone or doing something on your computer or whatever device, go check it out. It's a pretty good 20, 25 minutes of football talk.
So right now, there is one team outside the top 16 in RPI that is an automatic qualifier if things hold, and that is Glenwood from District 6. Now, they are tied with Winterset, who currently is, as I look at them, where's Winterset? I should have had this all.
Here,
oh, Winterset is 23rd. So if Winterset, and the reason they're 23rd is because they're 3-5 overall.
Right.
0-4 out of district, 3-1 in district. So if they qualify at 4-5, Winterset drops. Okay? And so what that means is things get shaken up just a little bit. Or I should say Glenwood drops. Glenwood's
right.
No longer part of this equation.
Right.
They'll be 5-4 and out. They're the first team on the outside looking in right now is Norwalk, who's ranked 16th. Burlington is number 2, ranked 18th. Everybody below Burlington is either 4-4 or 3-5.
Right.
So if Burlington wants to go to 6-3, we don't have to worry about 5-4 or 4-5, those teams, because the first criteria, 50%, is your record. We need to see some of these 5-3 teams, such as Indianola, Newton, Webster City, Cedar Rapids, Washington, Lamar's, and Norwalk. Any combination of a couple of those teams lose with a Burlington win, they will vault themselves into this top 16. The problem comes down to matchups, and we'll talk about who some of those teams are playing as we go on.
Right, and so in order for any of this to happen, as we have said now for 3 times, we got to take care of business tonight. So what we're going to be trying to do tonight as we are calling the game here at Richmond Stadium in Fort Madison is we're going to be on ScoreStream, and we've set up our teams to be able to try to follow pending the people who are there putting up their updates as soon as they occur. So, plus we also have some local Southeast Iowa football playoff action that we have on ScoreStream that we'll try to get out to you as you are watching and listening tonight on whatever electronic device you have.
So here are those matchups. Number 9, Epworth-Western Dubuque, 5-3. currently second in District 2. They play host to a 4-4 Mason City team. That's a swing game. If Mason City can pull the upset, you just never know. Indianola at 5-3. They are currently in third place in District 5. They're going to win tonight. They go to 1-7 Boone. So you got to figure Indianola is pretty safe. Of course, Fort Madison at number 11 playing host to Burlington tonight. Here's another swing game. Newton, number 12 at 5-3. Third place in District 4. They are at Clear Creek and Mana tonight. The Clippers are 3-5. You never know. They're at home.
But this is where we'll talk about opponents' records, because CCA has had some pretty tough opponents that they've played this year whose records have been very good in 5A and 3A. So,
Webster City, number 13. Oh, I should say Newton. I'm sorry, Newton.
Yep.
Number 13, Webster City. They are 5-3. They are currently second in District 1. They play host to Denison Schleswig. Another potential swing game, 5-3, hosting 4-4. Here's one that really intrigues me because of the way they've played the last two weeks. The Little Dutch.
Yeah.
Pella, 2-6, but finishing at home tonight against number 14, Cedar Rapids, Washington, who is another 5-3 team. Pella, winners of two in a row. Pella not going to make the playoffs, probably would love to play spoiler.
And a perennial world beater, and in a sense they're playing up. Because they've been in 3A for most of their existence, and so just by population they've moved up, but know how to play in big games, and really I think would enjoy the idea of being a spoiler to knock Cedar Rapids Washington out.
Number 15, Lamar's, another swing game. They are third in District 1. They are at Fort Dodge tonight. The Dodgers are 4-4, another 5-3-4-4 game. Here's the biggie. Norwalk, we talked about them being on the outside looking in. They're going to be an underdog tonight. They're at home tonight, but they host number 6, Bondurant Farrar, who is 7-1. So Norwalk goes to 5-4, we will assume, hopefully. They fall by the wayside. Glenwood, we talked about, they play host to Dallas Center Grimes tonight. That's a 5-3 against 2-6.
And another team like Pella is Dallas Center Grimes, who has been fantastic for the last 5-10 years. Fallen on a little bit of hard times, had some miscues, and really are looking for a chance to finish big. And they also, I've been told, are looking to play spoiler.
So I guess you could say if everything happens and Burlington loses, it wouldn't necessarily completely eliminate them from consideration. But then you look below them, you've got 4-4 Marion hosting 0-8 Waterloo East. You've got 4-4 Mason City traveling to Epworth Western Dubuque. You've got 4-4 Fort Dodge, we talked about, hosting Lamar's. And then, of course, 24th, Denison Schleswig play or traveling to Webster City. So, you know, so many things would have to go right if Burlington finishes 5-4. If you win and finish 6-3, obviously your chances go up exponentially.
And the hard part about finishing 16th. Saying that we get in if we lose and get in at 5-4 is we're going to have to go to number 1, and that's going to be a tall task, you know, and that's the way the playoff system is set up anyway. But if we win tonight, we really can kind of move ourselves. Well, we can't move ourselves based on all the swing games. We can move up maybe 15-14.
Yep. Well, and you could conceivably see yourself playing a Liberty again, but up there.
Right.
You could see yourself making a return trip to Cedar Rapids Xavier, who's
right.
currently number 1 in RPI.
Right.
You know, there's so much left to do, but as we've said, it doesn't matter if you don't win.
Right.
And so that's where it has to start and end right now, at least. Burlington's got to get a win tonight to have any shot at next Friday night in the first round of the Class 4A playoffs. Let's go ahead and take a break. When we step aside on the other side of this, of course, Jim Krekel and I, we talk each and every Friday night. Nothing different this week in Week 9. He and I talked for about 12 minutes last night as we reviewed last week's heartbreaker and previewed tonight's big game between the Bloodhounds and the Greyhounds. The Quesos Mexican Bar and Grill pregame show rolls on. Krekel and I coming up on the other side of this on KBUR. Week 9. And it's all on the line, as always, joined by head coach Jim Krekel of your Burlington Greyhounds here on the pregame show as we count down to kickoff between the Bloodhounds and the Greyhounds. And we'll talk a little bit about last week. How long? I know you and I texted Saturday. You said it was a real gut punch.
Oh, yeah.
How long did it take you to get past that and start really focusing on tonight?
You know, for me, it's just always is as long as when you got to start game planning for the next team. You know, I'd be lying if I didn't sit and tell you that on Sunday night, I still, when I went to bed, I thought, oh, it would have been nice to come into this week, you know, with another win. But it didn't happen that way. And I love the way our kids played. I love how they, you know, use confidence. Their mantra, their DNA of just they're always looking for the next play. I just loved watching it really all unfold. And fortunately, I call it a kind of a rabbit's foot play at midfield that kept their drive going along for them. And, you know, tip your hat to them. They made the plays at the end to do what they had to do. But, no, I mean, you know, as far as all of us and I and our kids, you know, that it didn't last long. You know, we went through our Monday like we always do, honoring kids who played in that game with a superb effort. We have players of the week and all that kind of stuff. So all that, you know, nothing changed that way. And the coaches, after we put our game plan together, nobody came in, you know, over the weekend still talking about Liberty. So that now Saturday morning, yeah, that was the case as we went through film. But once that was done, it's been done.
Such a heartbreaking loss, you know, and we even talked about this before we started the interview. You know, is that pretty typical of coaches and players to be able to let it go and flush it fairly quickly, win or lose? I mean, I know Kirk's got the you can celebrate for 24 hours, roll, then we move on. But, you know, we fans, we feel like we have so much invested in the Greyhounds, the Hawkeyes, the Bears, whoever. We let it land. I mean, it still hurts me seeing that guy complete that touchdown pass and then the two-point conversion.
Yeah.
You guys have to move on. You have no choice.
Right, yeah. No, none of that's going to – none of that stuff right there is going to help us beat Fort Madison. So, you know, trying to dwell on something from a week ago, and it's totally irrelevant to us. Our kids are just – I tell you what, here's what I do notice about our kids. So take this for whatever it's worth. But they came back here on Monday with absolute confidence and motivation to prove it again to somebody else. And that's what I've seen out of them all week. I would expect nothing other than that as we go down to Fort Madison. I mean, these kids are ready to play.
So let's talk about that. It's pretty simple. You win, you keep that door open. You lose, there is no shot.
100%. Yeah. I mean, we're just looking to, again, like we've always talked about, go 1-0. And then if the state of Iowa, you know, Athletic Association calls up our athletic director, Jay Huff, and gives him some news that, hey, we'd really like you guys to be in the playoffs again. You've earned it. Then Coach Huff will call me, and then we'll go from there. So that's how that worked last year. It's going to be how it works again this year. I'm not going to give it 2 seconds until we're done with playing Fort Madison.
So talk about the Bloodhounds a little bit. You know, another team like Mount Pleasant, like Keokuk, that these kids have been competing against each other from the time they were itty-bitties. Fort Madison, if you look, got out to that 6-0 start, have taken it on the chin these last 2 weeks, so they're wounded. But even in that 6-0 start against some competition that you've pretty well handled, pretty tight games. I'm talking about Clinton. I'm talking about a couple of – I think Keokuk was fairly close. So it's not as if Fort Madison steamrolled its way to 6-0 and into the top 10. They've had to fight. So what do you expect coming out tonight for a team that is backed into a corner similarly – but maybe even more so home field and coming off two straight shellackings?
I think the biggest thing with them or at any level of play, you get a team that just keeps winning, eventually they're going to always think they can win. So I would expect to have them come into our game with confidence, thinking that they're going to find a way to get things done. They just got to get back to what they were doing. I wouldn't expect anything other than that from them and their coach, Derek Doherty. So, I mean, I think we're looking forward to the competition, looking forward to the game, but I think you'll see two teams that are confident going in that game with each other.
7 of 8 games this year, you've scored first. How important would it be to get on the scoreboard first tonight?
Well, I've always said this would be great to score first and score a lot first if we could do it. But
as soon as I come up with that 35-point play, I'll let you know.
Yeah, but... you know, scoring first is important, but yet, you know, I think what was it, or a North Scott game? I mean, even in Ottumwa, they kind of went down the field on us before, you know, and all that stuff. So I think it does. It's not going to rattle our kids one way or the other. It's not going to make them be overconfident. It's going to keep them confident, if that can be said. There's a difference, I think, between being overconfident and just remaining confident. So, we win a coin toss. We want the ball. I don't even discuss that. I mean, that's our program's policy, and the captains know that. So if we win that coin toss, we want the ball, and we want to go down the field and hopefully score. But you say that every drive, don't you? When you get the ball back, you're like, all right, let's go down and score. Let's put a drive together. So I just think the biggest thing is I just love how our kids' mental aspect of this team is very unique. As you know, there's not a team full of with a superstar type caliber player like, you know, maybe we had in Bryant running the ball. But man, I tell you what, I wouldn't trade this mixture of kids for even last year's group, because they're just as fun to coach, with just hard-nosed football playing guys that aren't afraid to, you know, someone's going to run the ball and this guy's going to run the ball. We don't rely on one person. They're a lot of fun to coach. So
a lot of years I talked to Coach Flaherty and I talked to Coach Shea, and week 9 was predetermined. It was the playing out the string. And so I always had to phrase this question: tell me about the seniors. What do they mean? But I have to do it tonight because you don't know if there is a next week. So let's give you the opportunity. This senior class, at least 12 wins in 2 seasons, which has helped establish a foundation for future grounds, has helped bring success back to this football program. You know, we talked so much about Bryant last year, Bryant, but you said just now and then before we talked about how important the camaraderie and the entirety of this team was. Start with the seniors. What have they meant to you as a coach?
You've almost answered my questions, because everything you said was spot on. I mean, they were the younger kids when I took over that bought into what we're doing. They're the ones that helped develop the culture. I mean, the coaches can lead and try to direct a culture, but it still takes those kids to buy into that culture and be leaders within that culture, and they are. I mean, they're absolutely I can't thank the kids enough when I look back at this class of kids of what they've done as people and what they've done as players to put us in a position so that we can be successful. Because if your culture's not right, I don't care what your X's and O's are. Now, our X's and O's, I think, also piggyback and match the culture I tried to set here for our kids. But these kids are special, and there's no doubt what you just said about the success we've had. I touched on that with them a couple days ago. I said, I usually don't do the old one, you know, there isn't a game that makes us, breaks us, or defines us. It's when your season is done that the book's been written. The book will be written and give you a big picture of who you guys really were. And what you just said there is true. These kids have been successful last year, you know, in the playoffs, you know, ended losing streaks, all that stuff, but more importantly, came back the very next year and got us another winning season. And, you know, we don't know. I mean, are we going to end up with 6 wins? Are we going to end up with 7 or 8 wins? I don't know. That's yet to be written. But we couldn't be happier as a staff with these kids and what they've done to get us in that position. So
what was it? You know, it was a hard sell. I mean, I think a lot of people, when they heard bringing back the single wing or the double wing or the Veer offense, it was a hard sell. I mean, this is 2022, not 1950. Mm-hmm. Why and how did these kids buy in?
Well, I think part of it was me, is, and maybe it all started when I said there aren't going to be quarterbacks in my program that wear red penny jerseys during the week. I said, I'm going to coach football players, and I'm looking for some. And I want people who are physical, want to be physical, want to get after somebody every play, old school style football. That's what it's going to take. Because we've seen the games that get drawn out to 160, 179 plays in a night. We don't have enough kids for that. I said, guys, I want to play a style of ball where, you know, maybe it's 120 to 140 play night. And let's just get after people physically. Give them a style of ball that each week they're going to have to prep for something they don't normally prep for. So to us, I think we're kind of a, I don't know, I'm not going to say we're an element of surprise now because people know what we do. But to take a kid who's practicing against the spread for week in, week out, all these teams they play, And now you're going to come play Burlington. It's like, what is this? What is this? And I'm sure to some kids or even parents from other communities, it probably looks simple and easy to stop. You ought to look at, just bring everybody up the line, which I always tell people, I hope they bring people up to the line, because you hit your box right now, we're going for 70 and 80 yards as opposed to safeties and corners staying back and limiting us to 5 or 8 or 10, which, don't get me wrong, I'll take those too.
Right.
But, you know, I just think it is what it is. And I think the kids were, you know, to the point where they wanted to change. They were willing to change something, tired of losing. You know, there was a lot of, I think, some negativity that was being used down here at times. And I said, we're done with that too. We got enough people that go home to stress in their everyday lives. When we all come down here, we're going to make this our safe haven. I mean, we're just going to enjoy coming to practice. We're going to be super positive. Now, it doesn't mean we can't chew a rear once in a while. Now, we told them that. I said, but I'm not going to yell at kids for dropping a ball or something like that, because nobody means to do that. You don't go out in a game and say, okay, this is my play. I'm going to make sure I drop the ball. I'm going to make sure I fumble on this play. So nobody does that. So I'm not going to waste negative energy trying to yell at somebody for that. Now, can we have constructive criticism if it'll help them be better at not doing that? And if so, yes. And sometimes you'll look back and say, that kid just made a great hit, and they caused us a fumble. All right, roll to the next play. Let's go on. Tip your hat to them. You know, if you're as good as you think you can be, then you can line up the very next play and maybe do the same back to them and get the ball back. So that's just the way it is. That's the way I am. And I think the kids have enjoyed that atmosphere. And it's not just me. I mean, my direction obviously has to be there as head coach, but it's those other assistant coaches that are the same way with these kids. And that's the key, because all of us are coaching these kids that way, you know. So I think that's what nails it.
Well, if this is it, it has been an absolute joy this year covering this team, talking to you each and every Friday night. And off the air, I'm going to tell you.
I'll see you after Friday night.
That'll work. And off the air, I'm going to tell you everything you just said, why I was smiling as you said it. Hey, Vigrami number 6.
I would love to have a Vigrami chant. There's no doubt.
I would love to hear it as well. Win, you got a chance. Lose, and we're seeing, looking forward to 2023. Either way, the pregame show rolls on. We are minutes away from kickoff. Our thanks to Jim Krekel each and every Friday night on the pregame show as it rolls on. Bloodhounds Grounds coming up in a few minutes on KBUR.
Is your business growing, requiring expansion, or additions? Are you looking to purchase investment real estate? If the answer is yes, I'd like to speak with you. I'm Max Mercer, Commercial Loan Officer at Danville State Savings Bank. If you want to partner in banking, call me today to schedule a meeting. At Danville State Savings Bank, we are ready when you are. Offices in Danville, New London, and online at danvillebank.com. Member FDIC.
Time to head to the Broadway Bar and Grill in West Burlington for your favorite food and drink during football season. Each Saturday and Sunday, enjoy specials on pizza and appetizers, including wings, loaded nachos, potato skins, and samplers. Weekly drink specials include beer buckets and Bloody Mary specials all day. It's football season, and your place to be for all the big college and pro games is at the Broadway Bar and Grill in downtown West Burlington. Check them out on Facebook for their weekly specials.
It's never too early to start planning your landscaping projects for 2023. Whatever you envision when you peer out your door, the skilled staff at Zeiser's Landscaping will work with you to develop your project from concept to completion. They are experts in the areas of creative design, plant choice, use of appropriate hardscape materials, irrigation systems, and in weaving these components into a successfully executed landscape plan that suits your needs and style. Contact the landscaping experts about your home or business today. Today, Zeiser's Landscaping in Burlington, serving Southeast Iowa.
Here at Pizza Ranch, we'd like to thank our Swedish friends for bringing the buffet to America. They called it the smorgasbord, but it was a success anyway. So we started our own buffet and loaded it up with pizza, chicken, sides, salads, and cactus bread. And you can even request any pizza you want anytime you visit. We call it Buffet Your Way, because smorgasbord your way, well, it doesn't rhyme at all. Pizza Ranch.
Come to Pizza Ranch in Burlington for their lunch and dinner buffet. For delivery or to go, call 754-5555.
Your child got hurt in the last game, and you're worried. Is it just a bruise or something more serious? Find out at the Saturday Morning Sports Medicine Clinic at Orthopedics Southeast Iowa Regional Medical Center in West Burlington. No appointments, just answers. orthopedic providers evaluate injured athletes who must be accompanied by a parent or guardian. Bring your insurance card to the Saturday Morning Sports Medicine Clinic at Orthopedics, Southeast Iowa Regional Medical Center, 8 to 9 a.m. every week during the fall sports season.
Back here at Richmond Stadium in Fort Madison, where we are about 30 minutes away from getting this one kicked off tonight. So, as we do on each and every Queso's Mexican Bar and Grill pregame show, let's go ahead and get to tonight's History of the Series. The History of the Series is brought to you by Des Moines County Historical Society. Fun activities and events for the entire family. Make sure you check out their future events on their Facebook page. Well, the History of the Series goes all the way back to 1901. Of course, these two teams met last year on October 22nd down at Bracewell Stadium. Burlington scoring in the final half minute to eke out a 26-24 victory, propelling them to the playoffs and a matchup with Cedar Rapids Xavier. We can only hope for something similar tonight. Overall, Burlington leads the series 44-22 with three ties. This is the 70th meeting between the teams. Here in Fort Madison, Burlington also leads that series. They've played 34 times. Burlington's won 18. Fort Madison 13. Three have ended in ties. On Friday nights, Burlington leads 28-10. In week 9, Burlington leads 6-3 with one tie. Week 9 here at Richmond Stadium, Burlington leads 3-1 with that one tie. This series started October 12th, 1901. It was week 2 right here in Fort Madison. I don't know if it was a Richmond Stadium or not. Burlington 11, Fort Madison nothing. And, of course, Burlington has won one in a row, if that's a streak. It's W1 for those of you who keep track. Last time Fort Madison won in this series was back on September 25th. It was a week 4 matchup in 2020, that COVID-shortened season. Fort Madison drubbed Burlington at Bracewell by the score on homecoming, no less, of 55-7. And finally, on October 21st, John Flaherty, first time they've ever played on this date in history.
Okay. So do you want the good news or the bad news?
The good news.
Okay.
No, the bad news.
All right.
So the good news. The bad news. Bad news, John.
I'm going to give you the bad news.
Give me the bad news.
So the bad news is that playing on October 21st and on the road are not good for us. So if we are playing on October 21st, we are 5-9-1, and if we are on the road on that same day, we are 3-4-1. Week 9 is, I'm sorry, I didn't want to go there. Playing on the road, we are 235-267, so that's the bad news. The good news is, playing a Week 9 game, we're 58-45, scoring first, as always, as we've said since Week 1. 383-92, and of course, scoring being on a Friday, we are 403-35.
You love those. What of all those? What's your favorite one besides scoring first? We know that's what you go.
I like the day and the place. Mm-hmm. I think that's really important because you know you take so much pride and effort to kind of wriggle out.
You're not wrong.
The day,
yeah.
And then the place. So I mean, so these miscellaneous Burlington facts, we're just. Scott's really glad to put together for you. You know, and of course he has nothing else to do with his day.
Not at all. Hey, so. I want this to be a special broadcast.
But it is.
Every Friday night, I did it again. That's my verbal crutch. I need a cow taser.
Without question.
Anytime I say each and every, I want somebody to just come in and go, zzz.
Well, they just should text you and go, zzz.
All right, yeah. If you hear me say that, you text me.
And go, zzz.
And I'm going to go, gosh darn it.
All right, or leave it on the YouTube if you hear us when you're doing that. So are we ready for colors of the game?
Sure.
Can you give me the lead-in on that?
Oh, certainly, yes. Let me get there. Nice segue, John. This is the Diamond Vogel Colors of the Game Diet. Diamond Vogel Paints, delivering quality coating solutions distinctively. Since 1926, they're located at 3200 Division Street in Burlington.
Awesome. So for the home team, Fort Madison Bloodhounds, you will see their red jerseys with two white stripes surrounding red, all outlined in black on the shoulders. Their number colors are white that are outlined in black. Their pants color is not black. It is gray with a white, red, white stripe, and their helmets are matte gray, which I absolutely think is awesome. Their helmet stripes are white, red, white, just like their pants. They have a black face mask, and their logo is the red FM outlined with white and black. So we're giving you two teams right now before we talk about our Greyhounds. At the college level, we're saying this is New Mexico. In the old USFL, we're saying that this is the Tampa Bay Bandits.
Well, I think we're going old USFL is the Chicago Blitz.
And we can go even older than that.
The current Tampa Bay Bandits are very similar to
this. Yes, very much so. So, for the good guys, the Burlington Greyhounds, you will see their white jerseys where they will have a solid black yoke and their numbers are purple. Their pants are black with a wide purple piping. Their helmet shell is Jimi Hendrix Purple Haze. There you go, brother. I knew you would want to see that happen. And then their face mask is black with the new Greyhound head. So we are looking at, as always, TCU versus New Mexico. We couldn't get them at the pro level. That would be unfair. So your Diamond Vogel colors of the game. What about the weather tonight?
Well, we'll get to that in just a little. I like to do that closer to kickoff, John. Okay. I like to do that. We're 25 minutes away. You might have a monsoon blow through. We just don't know. John, last week, 29-28.
Yes, we know
what
that is.
4 weeks in a row. Scoregami! For those of you just tuning in, Scoregami is a score that had never before happened in Burlington history. I have no idea who coined the term. I just know that I love the term, as does your son, Joe. So, 29-28 until last week had never happened.
Which is really amazing. Isn't it? To the close games that have always been there and in the 20s.
But what's more amazing?
Yeah.
Four in a row! 29-28, 41-33, 46-7, and 42-30. I don't know.
Again, we are halfway to you dropping the headset and walking off if you get all nine next year.
There's something to keep an eye on while the night continues on.
There you go.
A couple of miscellaneous stats about these two programs. Burlington, something to be aware of. Now, this is a result, I think, of Burlington going for it a lot on fourth down. Only 14 punts in 2022. That's about one, a little over 1.5 a game. On the other hand, Fort Madison likes to play the field position game a little bit more. They punt four times a game. They are the Iowa Hawkeyes of Southeast Iowa.
Because if you punt,
you win. And so, punting is winning. Burlington has 15 takeaways this season, averaging almost 2 per game. Fort Madison has 11. And this is a strength versus strength game.
Very much
a something has to give game. When you look at these two teams, defensively, weakness for Burlington, John Flaherty? Passing defense on the back end.
Yes, sorry, I was watching.
Thank you.
I was watching what's going on. My eyes now are fixed on you.
Strength for Fort Madison? Throwing the football.
There you go.
Four receivers have at least 17 catches. For Burlington, strength on offense?
Running the ball.
Strength on defense for Fort Madison?
Stopping the run.
Irresistible force, immovable object. Who wins out?
So we've talked about this as we were prepping for this. Is this a 6-0 ball game? We've seen that, you know, both schools have very good kickers. Will this be a game that is won by a field goal and make it a 12-6, 12-9 ball game? Or will this be nobody can stop anybody and we'll be up in the mid-20s, up in the 30s like we were last week to get your next score, Gami?
It will be interesting to see how this plays out. So this series resumed after a 34-year hiatus. From 1968 until 2013, these two teams did not play. They've played six times in the last 8 seasons. They did not play in 16 and 17. They've played in 14, 15, 18, 19, 20, and 21. So that means the first 63 times they played was 1967 or prior. So there's not a whole lot of modern data, if you will, to draw from. But if you look at this, only 2 games have been close in the 6 games that have renewed the series. One came down here on September 4th of 2015, week 2, the mirror image game.
Yes.
The game where former coach Todd McGackey had been at Burlington in 2014. He came down here and was the offensive coordinator in 2015. Those two entities collided, ended 5-3.
Actually called offensive plays while the Fort Madison coaching staff waited to hear the exact verbiage that they heard the year prior and were able to make the adjustment on defense and call, leaving Coach McGackey going, I don't understand why this play should work, which led to some other things, and now Coach McGackey is the defensive coordinator up at Iowa City High School
yeah.
for the Little Hawks. So, yes, it was I was wondering who was going to hit the next triple so we could score two runs. So.
Well, and I remember that game was won on a fourth quarter safety.
Yes.
As I recall.
Yes.
A blocked punt in the end zone. Yes. Or a bad snap, something like that.
It was
like
a bad snap, and we tried to get a kick. Kind of a Sean Landetta.
Bears 1985.
And we were scrambling around, and Fort Madison tackled us in the end zone, and it was 5-3, and everybody sat jaw-dropped because the year before, the Greyhounds handled the Bloodhounds pretty handily. So.
And that kind of plays into what I'm talking about. So last year was a two-point game, 26-24. The games in between, the first game in this renewal you talked about already, 25 points. It was 49-24 in favor of Burlington. In 2018, after a two-year hiatus, Burlington 31, Fort Madison nothing. The next year, Fort Madison began its stretch of winning two in a row, 28-6 down here, before, as we talked about, winning on homecoming 2020 in Burlington by the score of 55-7. So these games are either extremely tight or they're blowouts.
Right.
There is no two-score game in any of this history recently.
And I don't see that changing just because the emotion of the night, a senior night for Fort Madison. They know that if they win, they don't have to worry about any math. They just know they're in because of where they're at. Plus the fact that they want, I would be hard pressed to think that they wouldn't have mentioned last year. I mean, Coach Doherty and his staff have done a great job, but I just think you got enough kids who were there last year. I would think that's some sort of ingredient in the potion to get them stirred up. On the other hand, you have a Greyhound team that came off just a gut-wrenching loss. And whether you flushed it right away or whatever, your brain still remembers. And your brain can stir up emotions very quickly. So it's, you want an emotional game, but like I said, you also have to be smart in that don't let your emotions run away with you and try to do something that you can't do. Or, you know, don't make the extra, extra, extra play. Just make your play and stay to schedule like Coach Krekel talks all the time. You know, and just like I'm sure Coach Doherty tells his Bloodhounds. And don't be in a place that you're on the edge to the point where if something were to happen, you would miss next week if your team wins. Or put yourself in a position where now you can't contribute and you run the risk of maybe not winning the game.
Let's go ahead and step away. We got 18 and a half minutes until this game gets kicked off, so we'll step away for a couple right here. When we come back, John and I will get you caught up on who's playing where tonight and what's at stake for teams in Southeast Iowa and Class 4A District 3. Part of the games, are first-round playoff matchups, part of the schedule for week 9 for everybody else. So we'll get to that when we come back. You're listening to the Queso's Mexican Bar and Grill Burlington High School Football Pregame Show on KBUR.
Scores are off.
Here at Pizza Ranch, we have a PhD in chickenology. We know why the chicken crossed the road, and we know what part of the chicken tenders come from, the delicious part. So it should be no surprise that we've engineered the country's best, juiciest, all-white, meatiest chicken tenders. Now available for carryout and delivery in 5, 8, and 12-piece boxes. Served with our new chicken dipper sauce. Pizza Ranch, we know chicken.
Come to Pizza Ranch in Burlington for their lunch and dinner buffet. For delivery or to go, call 754-5555.
Pizza Ranch. Mmm.
Is your business growing, requiring expansion, or additions? Are you looking to purchase investment real estate? If the answer is yes, I'd like to speak with you. I'm Max Mercer, Commercial Loan Officer at Danville State Savings Bank. If you want to partner in banking, call me today to schedule a meeting. At Danville State Savings Bank, we are ready when you are. Offices in Danville, New London, and online at danvillebank.com. Member FDIC.
Here at Pizza Ranch, we have a PhD in chickenology. We know why the chicken crossed the road, and we know what part of the chicken tenders come from. The delicious part. So it should be no surprise that we've engineered the country's best, juiciest, all-white, meatiest chicken tenders. Now available for carryout and delivery in 5, 8, and 12-piece boxes. Served with our new chicken dipper sauce. Pizza Ranch. We know chicken.
Come to Pizza Ranch in Burlington for their lunch and dinner buffet. For delivery or to go, call 754-5555.
Pizza Ranch. Mmm.
Anyone who knows me knows I'm an avid recycler. Hi, I'm Beth Fleming, encouraging you to get your bin and start recycling. I recycle to be a good steward to our environment and natural resources. I feel it's our obligation to recycle when we can and reuse when possible. It's shocking to think the trash we throw away today will still be in our landfill hundreds of years from now. So I try to do my part to help protect our future and hope you will too. Stop out to Area Recyclers, 1818 West Burlington Avenue, and get your bin to start curbside recycling today.
Back here at Richmond Stadium in Fort Madison, where we've already got a couple scores on the board. We'll get to them as we go through tonight's slate of games. First off, we'll start with regular season finales, and we'll get to your playoff matchups. Those are where the scores are at. So regular season finales tonight, Cardinal trying to end the season, getting its first win of the season. They play host to Colfax Mingo. They may very well just do that, as Colfax Mingo is 1-7. West Burlington Notre Dame, winners of two of their last three. They'll finish their season at Washington. The Falcons are 2-6. Washington is 4-4. Elsewhere, Solon on the road tonight. They'll be in Keokuk to take on the Chiefs. Solon is 6-2. They are safely in the playoffs. Keokuk at 2-6. Looking forward to 2023. Grinnell and Fairfield. One team will finish over 500. The other will finish under 500. As both teams are 4-4, the Tigers play in Fairfield to take on the Trojans. And then Ottumwa rounding out its campaign at 4-4. They will travel to Waterloo to take on West. Around District 3, Clinton is at Iowa City Liberty tonight. Clinton looking to finish the season at 2-6. It's a tall task as they take on the Lightning, looking to end the district portion of their schedule at 5-0 and clinch an outright district title. Mount Pleasant trying to end its season on a winning note. That's going to be tough, too, as they're in Eldridge tonight to take on the Lancers at North Scott. North Scott 6-2, 3-1, looking to finish 4-1, and potentially finish in a tie for first in the district. Now, playoff games. Class A, first round. Columbus, the Wildcats, play host to Maquoketa Valley tonight. Columbus 7-1. These lower schools, week 9 to guarantee 9 games is the beginning of the playoffs. That is the case here. John, 8-player first round in at Don Bosco, wherever that is.
It is now in the first quarter, and Don Bosco leads Winfield Mount Union by a score of 13-6. So they're off and running there, and as we continue down the list here, an A-player in the first round, Gladbrook Rhinebrook hosts the Tigers of New London, and we'll get you a score as soon as we know something. In 1A, the Bulldogs of Minneapolis will go ahead and host Central Decatur. Kind of a long trip for those guys, so maybe the Bulldogs have an upper hand there. And then also in Class 2A, we have a score with Monticello hosting Central Lee, and it is right now Monticello 14, Central Lee 0. As we finish up, Wapello travels to North Lynn. A 4-4 Wapello team faces a 7-1 North Lynn team. And then finally in Class 1A, Sumner Fredericksburg travels to Sigourney Kyoto, who is 6-2, as they get going. And then we're looking at our last 8-player playoff game, where Waco at 9-0 will host Martinsdale St. Mary's, who is at 4-4. So we're going to try to get you all those scores as they get it to us, and we're going to be thankful for using ScoreStream as they try to bring us the updates as quick as they can.
And it looks like in those playoff games, 4 local teams playing host tonight, 3 local teams on the road. So Southeast football, or Southeast Iowa football, is ending a campaign in very high standing in 8A, 1A, and 2A playoff action tonight.
And I'm going to tell you, I'm going back to District 3. I know it's a 2-6 Clinton team versus an Iowa City Liberty team, but there's some similarities between those two ball clubs in terms of their quarterback play, and I'm really going to be hoping to follow that game closely. I hope we can get updates a lot, because as it looks like it's probably going to be a Liberty win, you just don't know. I mean, crazier things happen on week 9, especially after a big playoff win. You may have, not a big playoff win, but a big win, you may have a little letdown when you're at home.
Well, it's all about matchups. I mean, when you look at some of these comparable matchups, not just in districts. So Washington beats us 21-14 in the opener. Fort Madison just drubs Washington 3 weeks later, 37-7. Keokuk, we put up 35 against the Chiefs. We win 35-21.
Fort Madison wins just by a 9-point victory at 22-13. Then within the district, we open district play against Clinton and we win 42-30. They go to Clinton the next week and only put up 14 against the team that we had put up 42 on. And then the Liberty is just such a wild comparison for me. This team on the other sideline goes to Liberty 49-0 losers 2 weeks ago. We play Liberty to 29-28 at our place. So it's all a matter of matchups and physicality, I would guess, when it comes to especially these two teams.
Well, and again, we've said this a bunch about mindset, Scott. How are kids feeling week 9, playoffs on the line, out of playoffs? I mean, those teams that are not going into the playoffs, how are they going to perform versus people who know they're going to the playoffs? Liberty knows they're going to the playoffs regardless. Do they share the crown? Whatever. Are they going to, do they take their foot off the gas just a little bit? It's just amazing. And we'll see what happens later on tonight.
Yeah, it's, a match. It makes for a very, very fun night of football, a fun night of scoreboard watching. I might even, send a little instruction to Chris that if maybe you are farting around on Twitter tonight, you might want to go to a website, try and find some scores tonight.
There you go, Chris. Use that cowboy ingenuity.
Maybe, come on, brother. Pump some scores into our headphones. We don't care. We're going to do our best, especially at halftime when we usually step away for 5 to 7 minutes to try and find scores. We're really going to be very, very interested in any score from Class 4A, especially scores that have anything to do with what might happen with Burlington, of course, considering if Burlington's leading or in the game at halftime. If they're getting blown out, it won't matter. I'm not going to spend a lot of time looking for scores.
So a new tradition, or maybe a second tradition, I don't know, but the walk that is so prominent now in college football where the teams interlock arms and they walk to a certain point in the field. Certain teams go all the way down. The Bloodhounds did their interlock walk, I think, to the 15, touched the yard line, and then came over as the Fort Madison Bloodhound Band makes its way onto the field for the playing of the national anthem. This is the thing. This is why high school football is so fun to be a part of, because of the tradition, because of the closeness of the community. It's not, people are Hawkeye fans, Cyclone fans, on and on and on. And it's a bigger scale, but really that personal, Kenny Chesney's song, I think, really sparks that for everybody, because everybody just has kind of a sense of that. So really a great night, because most nights in October we are not sitting in short sleeves and shorts.
No, not at all.
And, last week I thought maybe we were going to go for 2 weeks of horizontal rain and some wind chill, so.
And I have a question. So it is not often in October. I thought maybe we were going to the anthem because our guys are staring at the flag. Week 9, you're not expecting to maybe have cramping issues.
No.
Because you're 9 weeks into a season, and it's usually 40 degrees if you're lucky.
Yeah.
So here it is, 70-ish at kickoff.
I got to give you a break, just a second.
Yeah, go ahead.
We want to say congratulations to the JV football team from Burlington as they pulled off a big win. They're sitting down there ready to get some food, see some of the guys that I was lucky enough to be a part of. So congratulations on a great season. Time to get into your winter sports, get in the weight room, get ready for next year. All right, now
I'll
go back.
And so Buxton Carlson's looking up at me, and he gave me one of these. Ah, sorry. Last night I made a deal. And I've already kind of welched on it because he didn't score. I said, if you score, I'll mention you on the pregame show.
So you mentioned him
if
anyway.
If you score twice, I'll mention you during the regular broadcast.
Buxton, you got shouted out at twice.
Yeah. What's Buck, I just shouted you out, although I think he's busy ordering food right now.
And I'm going to say another thing. The beauty of high school football is concession stand food.
Right.
There is nothing better than a fresh burger or dog off the grill at a high school stadium.
I'm kind of with you. I think the anthem must be coming momentarily because
everybody seems primed and ready. It's just the speaker and the DJ on the other side who's...
Well, it's not usually the first song that the band plays.
No.
I guess unless it's the only song they play in the pregame.
And you just never know how the music departments at each school do it, So But I've always known that Fort Madison's had a fine music program.
I'm going to demand itineraries at every out-of-town game next year. Like Keokuk.
But not at home.
Calvert Stadium does it right.
But not at home.
I know how we do it at home.
Okay.
We play
so
two Calvert songs
Stadium
and then the anthem.
Does it right. We need to talk about the press box.
Well, our press box by far.
I'm talking about Calvert Stadium press box.
Okay.
It's great.
I put Oskaloosa's number two, except for the fact you can't put a crowd mic outside.
Well, but they serve such a great spread.
Next week on John and Scott from the sideline, we're going to talk about the best concession food and
press box design press box on design. HGTV.
That caught us by surprise. A moment of silence for student T.J. Lozano, who passed here at Fort Madison. And now it is time for tonight's national anthem, brought to you on the pregame show by Reinschmitz Flooring America. That'll do it for the Quesos Mexican Bar and Grill pregame show. Football's around the corner on KBUR.
One game. 9 weeks of football comes down to one 48-minute period that will determine, in part, if your season continues or comes to a more quickly than expected end. One game, 9 weeks of blood, sweat, and tears, culminates in a chance to do something that hasn't been done in 23 seasons. Never mind that the game is against a longtime rival, or that rival you're playing may have even more on the line than you, or that the rival may have a long memory of you ending their season last year in heartbreaking fashion, or... and this is the biggest one yet. Even a win doesn't guarantee anything at all. But this much we know. No win, no postseason. At least the win gives you a chance. The 2022 Burlington Greyhounds came 26 seconds away from knocking off a top 10 team 1 week ago, and as a result, are now playing for their season's lives tonight. With a win and some help from around the state, the Greyhounds could very well find themselves playing next Friday in the first round of the Class 4A playoffs. But it won't be easy, like anything ever is, as on the other sideline will be the Fort Madison Bloodhounds, who enter tonight's game at 6-2 and will very likely not need anyone's help with a win of their own. It truly is what rivalries are made of and defines the reason you play a season. Just give us a chance in our last game to do something special. The Greyhounds haven't made back-to-back postseason appearances in the 16-team format since 1988 and 89. If the chips fall right, that streak ends tonight. If they don't, well, it's still been one heck of a ride. Postseason lives are on the line, live from Richmond Stadium. Greyhounds, Bloodhounds, next.
It's time. The teams are ready. Our team is ready. Burlington Greyhounds football is on the air on KBUR. Let's get
ready to rumble! This is one heck of a starting lineup.
This is Burlington Greyhounds football. With tonight's game, here's Scott Mason and John Flaherty.
Man, I don't know about you, John, but gosh darn it, man, that intro's got me going. I'm ready to go. Who made that thing? Did you write that?
I did not write that.
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
I asked you off the air, is it sad that I find myself wanting to run through a wall for me?
Yeah.
I felt like a more solemn tone because there's so much on the line tonight. I thought, you know, let's be a little more. Oh, another cross country team running the football in.
Yeah.
Okay. But I thought, you know, there's so much at stake tonight. You know, as things go for a high school football game. And I thought, and then the nice instrumental in the background.
Yeah, it was no, it was good. And
thank you, John. That's all I was looking for.
No, I think you were looking for more.
No, I was looking.
I think you were hoping to bust out of this container box.
I was kind of hoping that you'd say, yeah, I'd feel like run through a wall for you, mate.
I think you wanted me to have a little bit of cheer, you know, kind of wipe that away.
Yeah, just,
there is no garbage
just,
can. There is
I
no
know, I'm just
can,
throwing so. It over here out of the way.
And so, yes, this is a very, very important night for both sides. And as we see Nolan Suitcase Simpson, Alex Fawcett, and JPH, the captains for the Greyhounds, getting ready to make the call here tonight, it should be emotional. That's the beauty of the game of football at the high school level.
Let's tell you about tonight's Zeiser's Landscaping game time conditions as John's watching. The coin toss, Zeiser's Landscaping, your family-owned and operated design and landscaping company for over 60 years, located at 2400 Sunnyside in Burlington. Clear skies, 68 degrees. Your humidity is at 41%. Wind out of the south at 10, which means it's in our face on the in the north sideline, I should say. So the wind is going to be across the field. If you're down here listening, which I doubt you are, but if you are, it's going to be coming from the Fort Madison sideline over to the Burlington sideline. Essentially, it's going to affect both teams equally if they try and throw the football.
And yeah, really, it's really going to affect the Burlington passing game.
Absolutely.
I think they're going to probably
can
hold
you throw it,
out. It
one half of a time?
I think they'll throw it and count it on the warm-ups on the sidelines, but Fort Madison has won the toss, and they have deferred, so they will be kicking off from the east to the west as the Greyhounds get set up with Mason and Aiden Pfeiffer deep for the Greyhounds. So
there goes T'Andre Jones as well.
Oh, Mason, they've decided to move
Mason's him
up.
Mason's an up
wing,
back.
And T'Andre is back deep, and Aiden has done a very good job of fielding the ball for the injured Owen Baker, who has unfortunately ended his season with, I heard, a torn labrum, and will have to do some surgery as soon as the season's over. And, of course, wanted to send our condolences, I guess, to Caleb Zog, who tore his ACL last week. And they are waiting for swelling to go down on him so that he could get some surgery and maybe get back for the wrestling season. Max Hartman's out. And I believe that's the rest of the injured crew for the Varsity Greyhounds.
Ready to kick it away is Tate Settles for Fort Madison, teeing it up on the 40-yard line.
Well,
back deep, as we said, 8-5. I'm sorry, 24, not 14. That is Henry Graham. Sorry, John. Graham with the approach, and a low line drive kick going to hit and take a Fort Madison roll. Picked up by Jones at the 11, across the 15 to the 20. Splits a couple of tacklers, 25, and brought down along the near side at about the 28-yard line So that's where the Greyhounds will start their first drive, I should say, first and 10 at their own 28.
Yeah, number 57 for the Bloodhounds. That is Brant Booten on the tackle. Actually, assist Tiadre in taking off his helmet as he went to the sideline. So this is going to be an emotional, intense, physical ball game, and it will be who can establish that line of scrimmage first. And so we'll take a look at this right now, Scotty.
Thanks for joining us on KBR. First play from scrimmage is an inside handoff to Nolan Simpson, who's hit at the line of scrimmage immediately. No gain on the play. It'll be second and long.
Yeah, Ike Thatcher immediately, the 6-foot, 220-pound senior, just taking away that A-gap. And they are going to be prepared. They're probably going to send at least two guys into each A-gap, and they're going to see what Burlington's going to be able to give them on the outside. So Nolan's been able to run that trap or that give first play the last 4 weeks, and so it's been shut down. Here we go.
Second and 10 from the 28. Pitch to Caden Shizzle, the Mizzle, around the right side. Cuts up field at the hash. She's across the 30, and they're going to give him at least the 32. We'll see if they spot it.
Yeah, nice tackle by Hayden Segaviano for the Bloodhounds.
Check that. Make it to 37. My apologies.
Yep. So we're into no-play territory at third and short, Scott. So here we go. I mean, really, pretty good, pretty much to schedule on both sides of the ball. Test out that A-gap, get to the edge. Will they do a no-play early on? That's always my dream, is that they can get some cheap yards right away.
Gain of 9 brings up third and 1. Gabe Robinson under center turns and hands it to Shizzle. Shizzle off the right side. He's got running room. 45-50, straight arm, and finally drugged down out of bounds. Takes it from the 37 into Fort Madison territory to the 43, so that's 13 plus 7. That's a 20-yard gain for Shizzle, the Mizzle, or Chisel.
Well, you got Noah Nixon. You're over there on the right side with Shuka in short. That doesn't change, and then Simpson leads out, and Caden just does a nice job of reading where the butt's going and cutting inside of that. So great start for the Greyhounds.
Initial first down of the night for Burlington. First down and 10 from the Bloodhound 43. Pitch this time to Shizzle, who gets hit behind the line of scrimmage, dropped for a loss of 2 back to the 44.
Yeah, that was a great job by West Burlington. Fort Madison's Trevor Settles, he set the edge right away, went as deep as Caden was, and there was nothing much to do. Phil Phillips tried to make the block there, but just a great play by number 55 of the Bloodhounds.
First drive of the night, if you're just joining us in the curtain raiser, Burlington finishes its lower level schedule at 5-4 with a 48-0 victory over Fort Madison tonight. Burlington trying to make it a sweep here in the varsity game. Second and 11. Here's again Shizzle. Make that Donald off the left side. Dimitri Donald down inside the 40 to the 39. That's a gain of 5. It'll bring up third and manageable.
Yeah, I think we're going to hear Settle's name quite a lot tonight, Scott. He's in on the tackle again on Donald, and there you go. Again, Donald has just that unique ability of jump, slide, cut, and getting upfield. So a good chunk play here for us.
Third and 6 from the 39. Donald again. Again off the left side. He's got running room to the second level inside the 30. Spun down at the 23. That's a gain of 15 yards. Make it 16, and it's first down for the Greyhounds.
Guzman and Boating on a stop for the Bloodhounds. Man, way to hit the hole quick, make a nice little roll, and then hang on the ball, which, you know, Dimitri had some troubles with in the beginning of the year, but it seems to have got that settled in now.
Burlington driving 49 yards so far on 6 plays, first down and 10 at the Fort Madison 23. Robinson turns and pitches it to Shizzle around the left side, buries his head, squares up his shoulders. He's got 1 to the 22.
Man, some tough run defense here by the Bloodhounds. That's Hayden Segaviano again coming in from that linebacker spot to fill the gap, and it really is a toss off tackle. They're not really wanting to go to the edge, but if they get it, they'll take it. They want to plant and get upside in that off tackle hole. And, boy, tough going here for the Greyhounds.
High formation set. Turn and give to Shizzle again. Second man through. Makes a man miss to the 15. Down inside the 10, I believe. Yeah, he's to the 10. They're going to give him the 10. Gain of 12 for the first time tonight. The Greyhounds in the Matt Rinker State Farm Rocket Mortgage Red Zone.
Ladies and gentlemen, Scott needs to use the binoculars because we're at a lower level and the angle makes it difficult. But Greyhounds go off off balance. They go unbalanced to the right side. And run power, and Chisel does a nice job of following his blockers again.
Ashley got to the 9. First down and goal. High formation set here. Chisel following Simpson around the right side, trying to get a block. He does. Dives into the end zone. Yes, no, yes. Touchdown, Greyhounds.
Man,
9-yard touchdown run for Caden Chisel.
Man, great first series for the Greyhounds. Finding tough sledding in that A gap and running toss to the weak side. Go to the unbalanced look and run the power, and they follow right behind the suitcase man, Nolan Simpson, and Caden Sizzle's in for 6. So a great start by that offensive line for the Greyhounds.
Brennan Winkie, the left footer, and to try the extra point off the hold from Robinson. Snap is good, spot is good, kick is true as well. 7:20 remaining, first quarter. Burlington breaks out on top on its first drive of the night. It's 7-0 Greyhounds on KBUR. Back in 1 minute.
Now is the time to finish all of your painting projects. Hi, this is Nick with Diamond Vogel Paints. Whether you are a contractor trying to finish your projects before winter sets in, or a homeowner reviving your interior spaces before the holidays, Diamond Vogel has everything that you're looking for in a paint supplier. Ease of application, performance and durability, perfect color, and exceptional service. Stop in for our fall decorating event going on now, Diamond Vogel, the miracle of paint, located at 3200 Division Street, Burlington.
Time to head to the Broadway Bar and Grill in West Burlington for your favorite food and drink during football season. Each Saturday and Sunday, enjoy specials on pizza and appetizers, including wings, loaded nachos, potato skins, and samplers. Weekly drink specials include beer buckets and Bloody Mary specials all day. It's football season, and your place to be for all the big college and pro games is at the Broadway Bar and Grill in downtown West Burlington. Check them out on Facebook for their weekly specials.
Back here at Richmond Stadium, the Greyhounds go 9 plays, 72 yards and 540, or 440 rather, and lead 7-0 after their opening drive. Christian Snyder to get us back underway. It's a little pooch kick. Going to hit at midfield at actually the 46 of Fort Madison, and Snyder says Burlington has it, and they do! They do a 14-yard kick, caught Fort Madison completely by surprise. And the Greyhounds will have it at the Bloodhound 46.
And you would have thought there had been a little bit of scouting on that from last week. But, again, nice job by Coach Webb and the special teams crew as they get one and get a chance to put some more points on the board real quickly. Just to let you know, from Minneapolis, it is now Minneapolis 14, Central Decatur 7 in the middle of the first quarter. Monticello is up 34-0 over Central Lee as they move into the second quarter, and we will update you as we continue to go.
First down and 10 at the Fort Madison 46, second drive of the night. Here's Dimitri Donald off the left side. He's got running room. There's a flag on the play. Probably coming back, still on his feet. 20, 15, sprinting toward the far pylon. He's inside the 10, but let's see what the flag is way back at the 43.
Man, great bounce by Dimitri, but it's going to be a holding call on the Greyhounds, and they're going to move that back 10, but that's okay. Good start again onto this second series. Some more scores as we get ready to back up. Sigourney Kyoto is up 7-0 over Sumner Fredericksburg in the first quarter. Waco 35-6 over Mountaindale St.
Wow.
Mary's in the first quarter. And so we are rolling with scores. So if you know of any, go ahead and get them out to Scott and I, and we'll update you. We want to thank ScoreStream for their help as well.
So officially a 10-yard walk-off, but a net of 8. We'll take it back to the Greyhound 48-yard line. It'll be first down and 18 to go. Clock counting down. I don't know why the clock started. It shouldn't be starting right now, but we're at 7 minutes remaining first quarter. Greyhounds 7, Bloodhounds nothing. Chisel gets it, takes off the right side, straight arm, avoids a tackler, back into Bloodhound territory at about the 48, maybe the 47, depending on where they give him the dive.
Yeah, kind of hard to see who that was. I'm gonna take a shot and say that was, let's see, number 50 for the Bloodhounds. made his way over there. That's Ike Thatcher. Scott, a guy that I said off the air during the break was conspicuously quiet or unheard of, is number two, Teague Smith for the Bloodhounds. They may have found a way to scheme him so he can't make a mix in the tackles here at the linebacker spot.
Gain of six on the carry for Shizzle. Now he comes the left side on the pitch, trying to get the corner. Gets a block from Simpson. He's inside the 45 before he spun down at the 43-yard line. That's going to be a gain of another five. It'll be third down and seven.
Settles again on the stop for the Bloodhounds. Does a nice job going laterally, taking the angle, and it's just a very solid tackle. So long third down here. Will we see the ball in the air? That's always the question we have, Scott. So is this two-play territory, or will he put the ball in the air?
Well, Jim Krekel likes to be a riverboat gambler. I bet it's two-play territory. Single setback is Shizzle. Key gets the football off the left side, is inside the 40, dives to about the 37, going to be a yard short after the gain of six.
Man, great power running. Again, I cannot say enough, and I know I say it every week, but this seven blocks of iron up front to take a Vince Lombardi turn, they do a great job of taking angles and moving their feet, creating lanes for the running backs.
Fourth down and one. First key play of the game here in the first quarter. 5-12 and counting. Robinson turns, gives it to Shizzle. Wanted to go outside, cut it back inside. He got the yard plus one more. He's to the 35. It's a chain mover. First down, Greyhounds.
Settles again on the stop. Settles again on the stop for the Bloodhounds. Getting so excited, my voice is starting to change again, Scott. I'm sorry about
We've talked about this. Yes, puberty is hard.
Yes, I
don't.
Know.
Hey.
I don't feel bad. I'm comfortable.
Everybody goes through it.
That's right.
Don't worry about it.
Me, I won't.
Okay.
You want to talk?
No, I'm ready to go. Let's
All right,
go.
We'll talk off the air because some of it's very sensitive, John. Okay, Johnny. First down and 10 at the 35. Here's a plant and go by Robinson. Not much doing as the interior of the defensive line collapsed. Got helped by the linebackers. Gain of two to the 34.
Quarterback Trent Mateo Lozano on the tackle, a 6'1", 290-pound senior nose tackle. JPH got his hands full with that guy tonight.
Make it a gain of three. They spotted it at the 33 for Robinson. So it's second down and seven. I formation, tight eye. Simpson, Donald, the tail of tandem, and another keeper by Robinson just follows center and left guard forward inside the 30 to the 29. That's a gain of four.
Daniel Skoliak, senior, 6 foot, 240-pound defensive lineman on the tackle here for the Bloodhounds. Here we go, another two-down territory for the Bloodhounds, for the Greyhounds. I just should say Hounds. That should make my life easier.
Yeah, just have to figure it out by paying attention. Third and three from the 29. Robinson again on a keeper, but this time got tugged down by the towel. Got pulled down from behind. No gain. It'll be fourth and three.
Settles, and we have a newcomer to the tackling total. Nope, that was wrong again. Joe Hayden Segoviano sneaking in from that safety spot to make the tackle.
So fourth down and three at the Bloodhound 29. Greyhounds on top, 7-0. Fort Madison, thanks to a pooch kick, has yet to have an offensive play. Robinson turns, hands it to Shizzle. Cuts it outside, trying to get the left corner. He does. He dives forward inside the 25 to the 24. That's a gain of four. He needed three. First down, Greyhounds.
And he knew what he needed, and he took off, and he dove.
Superman!
Just like, was that last night?
Was a bird?
No, was that last night?
Might have been
Saints,
a plane.
No, Saints, Cardinals game.
Yeah, I didn't watch that game. Do you like the all-black helmets?
Yeah.
Really?
Andy Dalton got intercepted, and, man, I can't remember who the D-back was.
Oh, I did see the clip of him diving in the end zone. First and 10 at the 24. They went no play. They jumped. Didn't jump off sides, though. Here's a give to Shizzle off the right side. He's got a hole. He's inside the 20 for the second time tonight. The Greyhounds are in the Matt Rinker State Farm Rocket Mortgage red zone after that pickup of eight.
Segoviano withstands the stiff arm by Shizzle and is able to bring him down, but not before there's a gain on the play of 8 yards. So second and short for the Greyhounds as they're knocking on the door again.
12 carries already for Caden Shizzle, 82 yards and the touchdown. Second and two from the 16. 2:16 and counting here in quarter number one. Chisel again follows Simpson. He cuts it upfield. He's got first down yardage inside the 10. The Greyhounds are in the super red zone at the 8 after that gain of 9.
Man, Demetrius running with some serious authority inside the tackles, giving them shoulder pads.
Is that Demetrius?
Yeah, Kane's out here on the sidelines getting a breather here. Segoviano again on the stop for the Bloodhounds. And to go up 2 scores, Scott, before the end of the first quarter.
And before Fort Madison even has the football.
You are absolutely correct.
My apologies to Dimitri. He got that carry, John. I'll take your word for it. And now a timeout.
11
going to be taken by Burlington.
Math is hard, but I'm good with numbers.
You were right. Timeout on the field called by Jim Kreckel. He'll take a minute. We'll take half that. Let's take a 30-second timeout. 1:42 remaining. First quarter, Greyhounds 7, Bloodhounds nothing on KBUR.
Now is the time to finish all of your painting projects. Hi, this is Nick with Diamond Vogel Paints. Whether you are a contractor trying to finish your projects before winter sets in, or a homeowner reviving your interior spaces before the holidays, Diamond Vogel has everything that you're looking for in a paint supplier. Ease of application, performance and durability, perfect color, and exceptional service. Stop in for our fall decorating event going on now, Diamond Vogel, the miracle of paint, located at 3200 Division Street, Burlington.
Normally, when I hear Black and Back in Black, I would be like, "Oh man, John, the Hawks are playing tomorrow." I'm apathetic, and they're playing Ohio State. I'll probably watch the first 5 minutes until they are officially eliminated from that game.
New score from Score Stream: the Spartans are up 7-0 over the Keokuk Chiefs in the end of first quarter, 7-0.
Here's a give to Donald, who is the single setback. He's got yardage inside the 5 as he pushes forward toward the goal line. First down and goal from the 9 was where that play started. He got to the 3. That's a gain of 6 for the slender number 5, or number 11, Dimitri Donald.
Daniel, I know I'm probably saying this right, Sokiak on the tackle there, but what a great job of Dimitri seeing the hole and cutting back to it.
So it'll be second and goal at the 3. Donald remains in the game. Simpson, you're up back. He'll be the fullback, but spread out to the right side. Single setback at your tailback, Dimitri Donald. Donald gets the carry between center and right guard. Pushing the pile forward, we get drugged back. He got 2-1, and we're inside the final minute of the first quarter, and Fort Madison has yet to run an offensive play.
The tail while Donald said, "No further. No further you go.
No soup for you.
I'm going to tackle you right here." Great stop here. Donald just got to continue to drive his feet.
Scoreboard has it at the 2, so we'll take a yard away from Dimitri. Sorry, Dimitri. Double D now with 5 carries, 34 yards. Shizzle in the game now. Nope, that's Donald. Sorry, I don't have my binoculars. And he gets one more yard down to the 1, and that'll do it for the first quarter, believe it or not. In this quickly moving first quarter, a quarter in which the Burlington Greyhounds had possession for 12 minutes. All 12 minutes of the first quarter, thanks to an opening possession touchdown drive, a pooch kick recovered by Burlington, and now a fourth and goal coming up from the 1 when we come back. Burlington leads 7-0, knocking on the door, knock, knock, knock on the goal line's door. We're back in 1 minute on KBUR. Knock, knock, knocking on the door.
It's never too early to start planning your landscaping projects for 2023. Whatever you envision when you peer out your door, the skilled staff at Zeiser's Landscaping will work with you to develop your project from concept to completion. They are experts in the areas of creative design, plant choice, use of appropriate hardscape materials, irrigation systems, and in weaving these components into a successfully executed landscape plan that suits your needs and style. Contact the landscaping experts about your home or business today. Zeiser's Landscaping in Burlington, serving Southeast Iowa.
In times of financial uncertainty, how can you stay on track? Call on someone who's invested in your success. I'm John Hart, your Burlington area Edward Jones Financial Advisor. At Edward Jones, we believe in building a complete picture of your financial life, including your unique goals and passions, so we can help you work toward achieving what's most important to you. Call me at 319-753-5693 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Welcome
Back here at Richmond Stadium, one quarter in the books, three to go, 7-0, Greyhounds on top. And they have a fourth down and goal from the one coming up right here. Nolan Simpson and Dimitri Donald, your backfield behind Gabe Robinson. Fourth down and goal inside the one. Robinson turns, gives it to Donald off the right side, follows Simpson into the end zone. Boom! Touchdown, Greyhounds!
Unbalanced, off-tackle power to the strong side. Doesn't get touched until 2 yards into the end zone. Another sterling drive by, I couldn't think of an adjective to
that
use.
That's very, very well
sterling
done.
Sterling came in my head. So
Christian Snyder going to try this extra point to make it 14-0 off the hold by Gabe Robinson. Snap, good. Hold, good. Kick, good. 11:56 remaining first half. Burlington 14, Fort Madison nothing. Back in 1 minute.
Contractors, do-it-yourselfers, the professional staff at Standard of Beaverdale can help you every step of the way.
Want me to update
doors,
again?
Doors, roofing, sure. Siding, windows, decks, electrical, and of course, lumber. Standard of Beaverdale will help you with the planning and design, no matter what project you're working on. And they deliver. Need a new refrigerator or stove? Standard of Beaverdale. Check out the large appliance showroom. Enjoy the game. Standard of Beaverdale on Beaverdale Road in West Burlington.
Life happens, and when it does, sometimes that means time to change your home. Growing families, empty nests, and everything in between can mean time for more space, downsizing, and renovating. I'm Connor with Danville State Savings Bank, and I want to help you with a mortgage or home equity loan. Together with your good credit, we can make sure your home fits with your life. Call me today so we can chat about what you need. At Danville State Savings Bank, we're ready when you are. Offices in Danville, New London, and online at danvillebank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Got a message for coaches Burt and Carlson. We cannot tell you the games that mean the most. We'll get to them at halftime as best we can. You should have listened to the pregame show. But thanks for checking in. Thanks so much for texting us. There's an offsides called on Burlington.
Quick update here from playoff. Don Bosco now 20-18 over Winfield Mount Union as they move into the second quarter. Central Lee still down 42-0 to Monticello as they're into the second quarter. Grinnell, the Tigers are up on the Trojans 7-0 in Fairfield. And moving on down, Mediapolis still 21-7 over Central Decatur. Waco 35-6 over Martindale St. Mary's. And that is all we have for right now.
You know, that song would have been a lot different on the Jeffersons if it would have gone, well, we're moving on down, moving on down.
Yes.
The things I think about. Brennan Winkie to get us back underway after the 5-yard penalty. A true onside kick bounces twice, pulled down at the 41-yard line by Leif Bating. And so Fort Madison finally will have a chance to run an offensive play. The first 12 minutes and 4 seconds of this game was Burlington drive number 1, Burlington drive number 2, and we sit at 14-0.
Burlington offense all the time.
Miss a little, miss a lot.
There you go. Hey, Austin Loper and Mason Boyer trying to get that scoop there, but nice job by the Bloodhounds. Lee boating on the handle of that onside kick.
So shotgun formation set, 3 to the right, 1 to the left for Fort Madison and quarterback Aiden Boyer. Tailback is Teague Smith. We've talked about him already. Boyer on first down. Looks over the defense. He'll throw right. Throws in the flat. He's got a man. Across the 45. Brought down by Nolan Simpson. That's Henry Wiseman on the catch and run. A gain of 8 to the Bloodhound 49.
It's like Alex Fawcett set him up and Nolan decided to finish him off. And this is what we talked about pregame. This is the weakness of the Greyhounds. Can they keep yards after catch at a minimum as the Bloodhounds spread this thing all over the entire width of the field?
2-by-2 now, tighter formation for Fort Madison. Smith still your setback by Boyer. Boyer turns and gives it to Smith. Smith running off the right side, hit and dropped at midfield, a gain of 1, still a yard short of a first down.
Simpson and Fawcett again coming in to combine on a tackle for the Greyhounds.
And we do need to tell you, Teague Smith, the son of Burlington High School teacher Jill Smith. So I root for Teague Smith, and there's a flag on the far side every week except for one.
This is going to be a face mask, I think, Nolan wrapped around. make sure we get the right number marked off. It is a personal foul. In the curtain raiser, we had a 17-yard personal foul face mask, so I didn't know if they had changed the ruling.
Well, this was 15, so
they marked it correctly.
Well marked, officiating crew, well marked. Four to the left side, that's the wide side of the field, one to the right. So Aiden Boyer is going to be all by himself in the backfield. Checks his call list on his sweatband on his left arm, claps his hands. He's just going to take it right up the middle. Boyer, not much there. Gets hit at the line of scrimmage, able to move his legs and keep him churning for a gain of about two down to the 33, second down and eight.
Wyatt Messer, Trent Hoffman on the tackle for the Greyhounds as Coach Joy Hess-Hoy shuffles cards with his defensive front to kind of keep legs fresh. Shulka, JPH, and now Gunnar Short here for the – no Nixon on that far side for the defensive front.
Still empty in the backfield, four to the left, one to the right. Boyer's going to throw left. He's got a man. Catch inside the 35, spins out of a tackle inside the 30, right out of bounds. That's Wiseman again. And he's got yardage to, it looks like, the 29-yard line. So it'll be a gain of five and bring up a third down and four.
Tiadre had a really good chance there. Wiseman spins out of that, and then Gabe has to finish up and get him out of bounds. So brings up this third and short. Got to find a way to get a stop here, Greyhounds.
Third down and four at the 29-yard line.
I really do appreciate the way they take their time calling plays. Shorten this game up even more.
T. Smith back in the game, just to the left of the quarterback, Aiden Boyer. Boyer turns, hands it to Smith. Hit behind the line of scrimmage, but able to fall forward. It's tackled moving forward, down to the 27. That's a gain of two. It'll be fourth and two.
Nixon and Shizzle on the tackle for the Greyhounds. It's got to be two down territory anyway for the Bloodhounds. Obviously, they'll spread the field and probably run the quarterback.
How big would this be to get a stop right here and go back the other way?
Yeah, this would be, I would say, a real kind of maybe a mental backbreaker early in the game here.
Fourth and two from the 27. They do spread it out, four to the right, one to the left. That's the short side of the feed. Boyer by himself. Boyer throws right, has a man. That's Wiseman. Evades a tackler. Greyhound fans wanted to hold. We'll see where they spot it. It's hard to tell from here if he got to the stripe or not. If he's short, that's a turnover on downs. If he got to the stripe, it's a first down. They're going to say he got there.
Well, and it's hard because we don't know where the first down stick is because of the low angle that we're at. So, but, man, really a great job by the defense to come up and, you know, only a couple yards after the catch, and that's we can't ask for much more.
I just think it's funny how a referee looks at it like, very easy. I can see that's a first down.
Well, that's why they are who they are.
That's right. So first down and 10, Fort Madison at the 25-yard line. 8:52 and counting here in the second quarter, and now a timeout going to be taken by Fort Madison. So they want to take a timeout, talk things over. They know the importance of this response drive for the offense. 8:52 remaining here in the first half. Burlington 14, Fort Madison nothing. Back in 1 minute on KBUR.
Your child got hurt in the last game, and you're worried.
It's like timeouts in basketball.
Or something more serious.
All right, guys, get off.
Find
your
out at the Saturday morning sports medicine clinic at Orthopedics Southeast Iowa Regional Medical Center in West Burlington. No appointments, just answers. Orthopedic providers evaluate injured athletes who must be accompanied by a parent or guardian. Bring your insurance card to the Saturday morning sports medicine clinic at Orthopedics Southeast Iowa Regional Medical Center, 8 to 9 a.m. every week during the fall sports season.
Time to head to the Broadway Bar and Grill in West Burlington for your favorite food and drink during football season. Each Saturday and Sunday, enjoy specials on pizza and appetizers, including wings, loaded nachos, potato skins, and samplers. Weekly drink specials include beer buckets and Bloody Mary specials all day. It's football season, and your place to be for all the big college and pro games is at the Broadway Bar and Grill in downtown West Burlington. Check them out on Facebook for their weekly specials.
First down and 10, Fort Madison at the 25 of Burlington coming out of the timeout, 2x2 formation. Boyer throws right. He's got a man inside the 25 working toward the 20. That's Leif Bading.
Okay, Leif Boating. You would know that because you're the PA guy down here. And I'm going to say they're at the 20 for a gain of 5.
Wyatt Messer, Xavion Baker with the tackle for the Greyhounds. Xavion had to fight off the hold of number 53, Daniel Soketuk. I think I'm doing that wrong as well. And made the tackle here, but not after a gain of 5.
All the offense. It's funny, as they look at their wrists, it all looks like they're all checking their watches. 2nd and 5 at the 20. Boyer. Silent count. Gives it to Smith. Smith hit it at the line of scrimmage. In fact, behind the line of scrimmage. Spun down short of the 20. Called a loss of 1. Now they're going to give him the 20. So he got back to the line of scrimmage. In fact, I really am having trouble with this low angle. They're going to spot it at the 19. That's a gain of 1. So Fort Madison officially in the Matt Rinker State Farm Rocket Mortgage Red Zone.
Trent Huffman with the original stop for the Greyhounds.
3rd down and 4 at the 19. Even with the binoculars, it's hard to see.
Yeah.
4 left, 1 right. Boyer checking out the defense. Gets the snap. He'll roll left. Design rollout. Throws left. What a catch. Did he make the catch? That's Wiseman, who came down with the football but fell out of bounds, had to sky, grabbed it with his right hand, Odell Beckman style, and fell out of bounds. Otherwise, that's a Sports Center play.
Yeah, that was about as athletic as I've seen all year at a high school game, and unfortunately, his backside landed out of bounds before anything else landed in bounds. And so, Scott, we talk about an important down. This is now another important 4th down and 5 for both teams.
So a 2-by-2 formation. Smith again to the left of Boyer on 4th down and 4 at the Greyhound 19. Boyer wants to throw, does throw. Has a man in the flat. Catch at the 12. I believe that to be, nope, that's number 21. And that is Kane Williams with the catch.
Chisel with the tackle. Just really nice, simple design. Just running a post, skinny post flat, and quarterback let him out for a nice catch, and Chisholm did a nice job on the tackle, but not before the first down for the Bloodhounds.
So 1st and 10 for Fort Madison at the 13-yard line. Smith, right up the gut, hit, runs out of an arm tackle by JPH, inside the 10, down to the 5. That's going to be a gain of 8. It'll be 2nd and short.
Shulka and Huffman on the tackle for the Greyhounds. Teague just seems to be a guy who needs carries and gets better and better each time he gets the ball. And this just might be where he gets a steady dose for the next 4 plays.
2nd down and 3. Fort Madison can get a 1st down without scoring. Smith again. Again between guard and left, or I should say center and left guard. No gain that time. As the hole closed pretty quickly, it'll be 3rd down and short.
Nixon, Simpson, Huffman, and Shulka on the stop there. Number 73, if I got that number right, Corey Arnett has to come out of the ball game as his helmet came off. This is a situation where they'll go ahead and go their spread here, and this might be where quarterback takes it in on his own because the field's so spread.
So 3rd down and 3 from the 5. Boyer. Going to roll right, throws right, into the end zone over the top of the defense. Catch on the far side out of bounds. I believe that to be Wiseman.
Yeah, just a little bit too far. Wiseman does a nice job trying to keep his feet in bounds. Just running drag, and I think that's Pfeiffer who has to run with that slant, drag, post, whatever you want to call it. Leaves that back corner open, and Wiseman was wide open. So
Boyer, 5 for 7, 25 yards. Completions of 8, 4, 2, 5, 6. Those are rushing stats.
And that's really kind of what this offense is. They don't have to throw deep all the time.
4th and 3 from the 5. They go no play, and they got 2.5 yards back.
That might be enough for the 1st down, too, Scott. I can't see because of the angle of the yard marker here. They're thinking about it. Referee's talking about it. And I'm going to tell you this while they're setting this up. Jim Krekel doesn't care. He says you can put yourself in this situation on goal line defense. Go ahead and be aggressive. They can only move it so far. so many times, and then you got to be able to play and get across the goal line. So I know he doesn't want it to happen, but it's not something that bothers him as much as people might think.
So fourth down, I should say, less than a yard, ball at the 2 officially. Ground's going to stop here. It would be a real backbreaker. Teague, Smith, up the middle, down to the 1. Gain of 1, got the first down. It'll be first and goal.
Yeah, nice run, Teague. Like I said, Teague's going to get better as the game goes. He's just that type of mentality. He's a strong kid wrestler, and he's only getting warmed up.
More importantly right now is that the clock is at 5:08. This has been a very short game, quickly moving game. For Madison gets the ball coming out of the halftime locker room. So this 14-point lead in jeopardy of being at least cut in half, if not taking a chance on giving them a chance to completely erase it. Boyer gets the snap, going to follow Teague off the right side. Buries his head, buries his shoulders into the end zone. Touchdown, Fort Madison. 1 yard touchdown run by Aiden Boyer.
The good thing is we get the ball. You know, it's a great drive by the Bloodhounds. A great answer here. Did a nice job of mixing the run with the pass. And again, I talked about Smith. He does a good job. Boyer does a nice job at the quarterback spot. You know, this is going to be an entertaining game now that both the lids are off.
Leif Boding to try the extra point. Low snap. Yeah, picked good. Up and held. And spotted. Kick is good. 4:44 remaining in the first half. It's now Burlington 14, Fort Madison 7. Back in 1 minute on KBOR.
Today was the day. You pulled up to 400 North Henderson, took a deep breath, and headed for the door. Your interview went great, and you left feeling like this was a chance to do something meaningful, impactful, and important.
DD Homes is looking for DSPs. They offer a new starting wage, retention bonuses, flexible scheduling, and great benefits, including vision, dental, and 401k. Apply anytime at ddhomes.net or interview any Wednesday between 1 and 5 at 400 North Henderson. DD Homes, opening the door to a rewarding career.
Insurance stinks. It sure does until you need it. Hi, this is Bob at Prawl Insurance. There is nothing else you buy on a regular basis and hope that you never use it. Owning a home is still a goal. With home ownership comes the need for insurance. At Prawl Insurance, we take the time to evaluate your home and its contents to make sure you are fully protected. Prawl Insurance, insurance for your home, automobile, and business. We have it all. Check our website, located at 111 Valley Street, downtown Burlington.
13-play drive took 7 minutes and 12 seconds off the clock, and it's now a 14-7 game in favor of the Greyhounds. As we're back underway, a pooch kick the other direction now. Going to be fair caught by one of the upbacks for Burlington.
Vance Walls.
And he's lucky he didn't get a flag right there because he waved his hands to fair catch and then started running.
Right. Hey, Scott got some scores for you. Up in Iowa City, it is now 14-0, the Lightning over Clinton. As they are in the second quarter, Ottumwa is behind Waterloo West 8-7. At the first quarter, Monticello now 42-0 over Central Lee. Xavier 28-0 over Oskaloosa. We had mentioned that earlier. And North Scott 7, Mount Pleasant 0 in the middle of the first quarter.
So first down and 10, Greyhounds after the fair catch at their own 36-yard line. Now here's a keeper right up the gut, just going to be kept by Gabe Robinson, who just follows his center forward up to the 40. Make it the 39, a nice pickup on first down of about 3.
So Daniel Sojkic is what I heard. I wanted to make sure I finally got that last name correct on the tackle. Good start to this drive.
Second and 7 at the 39. Robinson under center, turns, and now flags on the play.
The
procedure.
Coaches on the other sideline were waving vigorously and finally got the attention of the officials who said, okay, we'll call it.
Yeah, I think, again, it's Xavion. He's just that half count too fast. And sometimes you catch it, sometimes you don't. So
5-yard walk-off takes it back inside the 35 to the 34. It'll be second and 12 now. 3:58 and counting here in the second quarter. Robinson turns, gives it to Shizzle. Shizzle up the middle.
got the yardage back. Back to the 41. So a gain of 5. It'll bring up a third down and 5.
Mike Thatcher with the stop for the Bloodhounds. Obviously a good call to make up that penalty plus some as we get into a 3rd and 5 situation, Scott. Haven't seen a true counter. And we haven't seen no play.
3rd and 6 from the 40. Ball just outside the 40. Here's a give to Shizzle again. In the backfield, spun down for a loss.
Yeah, that's number 54. The Bloodhounds, Ike Thatcher, coming on an A-gap stunt. Gets in and gets him from behind. And so the Bloodhounds, the Greyhounds, are going to have to kick this ball away.
Well, all the momentum the Greyhounds had on those first two drives is now, I think, firmly in the red-clad Bloodhounds camp.
Nolan Simpson set to kick it away for the Greyhounds. Number 21.
Kane Williams.
Is deep.
Simpson from the 29. Takes all the time in the world. Gets off a nice kick. Going to be taken by Williams at the 27. Oh. Evades one tackler. No block. Oh, there's the flag. It's going to be a block in the back inside the 30.
Yeah.
Wyatt Messer was the first man down, and he was ready to make the tackle and absolutely got shoved by the back numbers on his jersey.
And truly was in position to make the tackle till he was moved out of the way so vigorously by the Bloodhounds. So, well, good job. Move them back 10 extra yards as they now have to march the ball with 2:37 left to go in the half. Entertaining ball game, Scott. It's about what we called.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a game of emotional and momentum swings so far. Burlington came out, scored on its opening drive, did a pooch kick, was able to get it back after it was misplayed by Fort Madison. So the Greyhounds had the football for the first quarter and 4 seconds.
Right.
And then Fort Madison goes 13 plays in over 7 minutes on their first drive. So it's been a very methodical effort by both offenses. And Fort Madison now trailing by 7. First down and 10 at their own 21-yard line. Aiden Boyer, flanked by a new tailback. We'll get his name to you in a second. Boyer, back to pass. Throws right side. And caught 2 feet down on the far side. That would have been good in the NFL. That's Henry Wiseman.
Yeah, nice job getting up and really toe-dragging, but there seems to be the flag on the play. I can't see on the far side.
Sideline warning by Fort Madison. So the play stands. It's a gain of 17 to the 38.
Next one will be a 15-yarder if they have to call him again. And I got to tell you, the sidelines are tight here. The 8-lane track that they've put in, a fine track, squeezes the sideline area for both teams. Greyhounds have to stand on the long jump approach. So it makes it a little difficult to move around.
So first and 10 after the 17-yard completion from Boyer to Wiseman at the 38 of Fort Madison. Boyer going to roll left, throws deep down the left sideline. Jones on the coverage, overshot his intended receiver, Wiseman. This time coming near side, goes out of bounds. It'll be 2nd and 10.
DeAndre played that pretty well, but got caught up by the turf monster, and I don't know if that slowed Wiseman down or not, but certainly played into our advantage. So good coverage by the Greyhounds.
6 for 9 on the night for 42 yards for the quarterback, Aiden Boyer.
Got to tell you, the field, as good as it is for week 9, is still a little bumpy and got some divots in it as well from just the extended use of a long season.
Trips to the left side. Boyer going to throw on the flat left side. He's got Wiseman at the 42, turns upfield 45, midfield, run out of bounds at the Greyhound 48 after the gain of 14 yards.
Nice job. Again, great concept, and I tell you, Boyer really can make all of those throws. That's a far side numbers throw, and he put that right there on Wiseman. So Bloodhound starting to get some momentum, starting to threaten here.
2:15 after the completion, out of bounds. 2:15 remaining in the first half. Again, keep in mind, Fort Madison gets the football to start the second half. 14-7, Greyhounds on top. Boyer claps his hands 3 times, play clock at 7. Gets the snap, retreats, throws deep down the middle. Has a man in and out of the hands. Nice play by Aiden Pfeiffer. Able to knock it out of the hands of Leif Boating. And it'll fall incomplete. It'll be 2nd down.
That's confidence right there to undercut a skinny post in man coverage. There's nobody behind you to help if that thing's completed. Just enough hand grabbing and incomplete. So great job by Aiden.
Second and 10 at the 48. Boyer going to throw again. Throws right side, overshot his intended receiver. On the far side, Kane Williams out of bounds. It'll be third and 10.
Got to give credit to Jordan Webb. He's doing a nice job of dialing up pressure when needed. That put that little A-gap stunt by, I believe it was Trent Huffman, put a little scare into Boyer, and he had to throw it before he was completely ready to do so. And the ball flies out of bounds to make it third and 10 for the Bloodhounds right now.
Clock stopped at 2:02. For Madison with it at the Greyhound 48. Trips to the right side. Make that four to the right side. Boyer going to roll that way. Flushed. Pressure dropped back in Fort Madison territory. All the way back at the 46-yard line. A loss of six by about four white shirts.
Solomon Cordero, Wyatt Messer, and Noah Nixon on hot pursuit of Boyer. Do a nice job of tracking him down and making the tackle, forcing Fort Madison to punt it away.
So for the first time tonight, and the 36th time in 2022, Fort Madison will kick it away. It's Boyer doing the duties, kicking it away to Teandre Jones with a minute 20 remaining. Got the kick away. Jones lets it hit at the 29, takes a Fort Madison roll inside the 25, and it'll come to a stop just inside the 20 at the 19.
You know, I've talked about catching that ball in the air, but, you know, I'm going to give Teandre credit. Again, this is a situation where it wasn't really a good kick. The lighting's unique here, so I'm not sure how well he sees it. Better part of value is to get out of the way and let the offense take over.
So they're going to spot it right at the 20. So the Grounds have a minute 12. They have 72 seconds to go 80 yards if they can find a way to do that in their rather understood playbook. There's not a lot of big plays unless you break into the second level.
Fake 23 blasts with a John Brown reverse. Here it comes.
Here's your counter tonight. First counter of the night to Nolan Simpson. He's able to bull his way to the 24. A gain of four, and the clock will run down inside of a minute.
I think the Greyhounds are just going to be content to go ahead and let this thing kind of run out as Segoviano makes the stop for the Bloodhounds. They'll be in no hurry. Let themselves regroup here.
Clock at 48. Play clock at 21.
So probably not fake 23 blast again.
65 toss power trap. Here's a give to Donald off the left side. Dimitri gets across the 25 to about the 28. Called a gain of, we'll give him four on the carry. It'll be third down and short.
Is that where you get a seal here?
No.
Seal here.
You always mix the
results.
Oh, no,
that's Hank Stram. I really did that on purpose to make you mad.
Lombardi does. You get a seal here, you get a seal there, and you're going to go through the hole. And that will be the final play as the Greyhounds are in no hurry to get back to the line of scrimmage. So as we count down the final 4 seconds remaining here in the second quarter, the Greyhounds score on their first two possessions. Fort Madison scores. Burlington punts. Fort Madison punts. Half runs out with Burlington the football. Greyhounds 14, Bloodhounds 7. We're going to take a 5-minute timeout and try and run down some scores for you. In the meantime, Chris back in the studio is going to get you caught up on news, weather, sports, whatever he was able to put together. 14-7 your score, Burlington, as we hit the halftime break. Back in 5 minutes on KBUR.
When you get right down to it, every financial institution is basically the same. So how do you pick the right one? I wouldn't know. But I do know why I picked Case Spine Community Credit Union for me. I picked Case Spine because they see me as a person, not just another account. Because they understand that life happens. They provide multiple free services, and they have all the modern e-services I need. I like to say I picked Case Spine, but really, they picked me. It's your turn to pick. Chances are, if you're hearing this, you can join.
Life happens, and when it does, sometimes that means time to change your home.
Growing families, empty nests, and everything in between can mean time for more space, downsizing, and renovating. I'm Connor with Danville State Savings Bank, and I want to help you with a mortgage or home equity loan. Together with your good credit, we can make sure your home fits with your life. Call me today so we can chat about what you need. At Danville State Savings Bank, we're ready when you are. Offices in Danville, New London, and online at danvillebank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
For over 30 years, Courtesy Door's reputation has been built by the quality of their products and the satisfaction of their customers. Garage doors, openers, or parts, Courtesy Door has what you need. They offer residential and commercial products from Rainer and Clopay, also specializing in large-scale agricultural and commercial doors. To schedule a service call, get a quote, or learn more about the area's favorite door company, go to CourtesyDoor.com or stop by at 2231 James Avenue in Mount Pleasant.
Contractors, do-it-yourselfers, the professional staff at Standard of Beaverdale can help you every step of the way. Doors, roofing, siding, windows, decks, electrical, and of course, lumber. Standard of Beaverdale will help you with the planning and design no matter what project you're working on. And they deliver. Need a new refrigerator or stove? Standard of Beaverdale. Check out the large appliance showroom. Enjoy the game. Standard of Beaverdale on Beaverdale Road in West Burlington.
Did you know the All-Star Made Right Diner serves more than just their delicious made rights? Stop in anytime to try one of their specials or breakfast with a wide variety of all your favorite breakfast foods. Breakfast is served all day, every day. Mondays is their Made Right Fry and Shake special. Beef and noodles on Tuesday. Wednesdays is all-you-can-eat chicken and soft-shell tacos on Thursdays. Don't forget about their homemade pies and desserts. For your next meal, check out the All-Star Made Right Diner across from the Recplex in West Burlington.
Robert's Tire Center, your local tire and auto repair service expert in Burlington, offers area customers the latest in tires at the best prices. And the Robert Tire team proudly provides, giving all their customers professional service and superior results. The passion for a better tire buying experience helped them become the company they are today. Robert's Tire Center, your number one provider for tires and auto repair services for 42 years in Burlington and Southeast Iowa. Proud sponsor of local high school and college sports all season long.
I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. A federal appeals court temporarily halts President Biden's student debt relief plan.
The 8th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals temporarily blocks the Biden administration from discharging any student loan debt, siding with several Republican-led states who filed an emergency request over the White House's debt forgiveness plan. The notice of appeal filed hours after a district judge ruled the states of Nebraska, Missouri, Arkansas, Iowa, Kansas, and South Carolina failed to establish a reason for an injunction. President Biden launching the application process for the program earlier this week, which aims to cancel $10,000 in loan debt for those making less than $125,000 a year or households making less than $250,000, with Pell Grant recipients receiving an additional $10,000 in debt forgiveness. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
President Biden again saying he intends to run for re-election, but saying
we have time to make that decision.
The president speaking to MSNBC on abortion. The president said if Republicans gain control of Congress and pass laws to ban abortion nationwide, he will veto anything they do. Former Trump aide Steve Bannon reacting after he was sentenced earlier today to 4 months behind bars for defying a subpoena from the House January 6th committee.
We've got appeals on, you know, use of attorney, separation of powers, executive privilege, the structure of the January 6th committee. So we've got a lot of appeals. We'll work through the appeals process. And so this is all, my sentencing is all pending the appeals process, and we'll work through it.
Bannon speaking with Fox's Tucker Carlson. He's also ordered to pay a $6,500 fine. Former President Trump has been issued a subpoena to appear before the same committee after it voted last week to do so. Trump's being asked to appear at the Capitol or via video conference November 14th, though his appearance will not be public. America is listening to Fox News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. the needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ziprecruiter.com/free. That's ziprecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Back here at Richmond Stadium in Fort Madison, it's time for your Case Bank Community Credit Union halftime show. CCCU, it's where you belong. And first things first, your Roberts Tire Center halftime stats. Burlington all rushing all the time. 28 carries, 141 yards, and a pair of touchdowns. One a 9-yard touchdown run by Caden Chisel. One a 1-yard bully run by Dimitri Donald. 141 yards of total offense for the Greyhounds in the first half. For Fort Madison, 9 carries, 10 yards in the first half. One touchdown, that was a 1-yard plunge by Aiden Boyer. Boyer at quarterback now 7 for 12 for 56 yards, so only 66 yards of total offense helped in that drive, the scoring drive by a 15-yard penalty, a face mask penalty by Burlington. But you hold one of the top offensive teams in the district to 66 yards of total offense and a half, in part because you kept the ball for the first 12:04.
Well, yeah, and my concern is that I'm getting a feeling like Fort Madison was getting on track here at the end of the half, and we made some good adjustments. It will be what Coach Webb and the rest of the staff decide to do on the defensive side of the ball in the second half to kind of disrupt pass lanes and routes. And then, again, what we've talked about the last 3 weeks is, can you stop yards after contact? And right now, they just seem to be one or two big plays away from maybe hitting something really big, which changes the whole momentum. On the other side, you know, Burlington really dominated until that last series they had on offense where they had to punt it away. Do we have any tricks up our sleeves? Because there's really nothing to save anything for here to kind of just loosen things up on the defensive side. Now, we haven't passed. And, again, I think Coach Krekel doesn't want to. I think he wants to kind of have his way. But we may have to do something just a little bit different, maybe a counter to the outside, something just to kind of get Fort Madison to loosen up. I mean, obviously a well-coached team, very disciplined. And, again, two great high school ball games back-to-back. It's pretty exciting to be a Greyhound right now.
Leading the way for Burlington, Caden Chisel, the tailback, 14 carries, 87 yards, and a touchdown in the first 24 minutes. Dimitri Donald, who spelled Chisel most of that first half, 8 carries for 40 yards. He of the other touchdown, Gabe Robinson, 4 carries at quarterback for 10 yards. Nolan Simpson, the dirty work, Mr. Suitcase, Nolan Suitcase, 2 carries for 4 yards, 141 yards for Burlington. For Fort Madison, Teague Smith, who came into the game, I'm going to tell you what that number is. Teague Smith came into the game with 540 yards rushing in 8 games, so just short of 70 yards per game, held to 13 yards in the first half, 6 carries, 13 yards. That's a 2.2 average. Aiden Boyer, 3 carries officially for -3 yards, was sacked once. So that accounts for 6 of those yards. 9 carries, 10 yards for the team. Aiden Boyer, as I said, 7 for 12, 56 yards. His favorite target in the first half, Henry Wiseman, 5 catches for 45 yards. Also had completions to Kane Williams for 6 and Leif Boding for 5. Burlington outgaining Fort Madison 141-66. Those are your halftime stats brought to you by Roberts Tire Center, locally owned since 1980, offering complete tire and auto service, located at 1220 Mount Pleasant Street in Burlington. John Flaherty, you have some scores.
Yeah, we're still missing two that we'd love to hear from. We'd love to hear from Wapello. There we go again. Wapello North Lynn and West Burlington, Notre Dame, Washington.
It's so random when it hits you.
I know, isn't it crazy? So here we go. Running them off, Winfield Mountain Union at Don Bosco. It's 27-18, Don Bosco at the half. Up at Liberty, it is 28-0, the Lightning over the Kings in the second quarter. Atumwa is down to Waterloo West at the end of the first quarter, 15-13. 49-0, the Panthers of Monticello over Central Lee in the third quarter. Sigourney Kyoto has moved up to 10-0 over Sumner Fredericksburg Cougars, 10-0 at the half. Columbus 28 over Maquoketa Valley, 14 at the half. Gladbrook Rhinebeck 30-8 over New London at the half. Xavier 28-0 over Oskaloosa in the first quarter. It is still Grinnell 7, Fairfield 0, and it is 21-0 the Lancers and Eldridge over Mount Pleasant. 28-7 at the half up in Minneapolis with the Bulldogs over Central Decatur Cardinals. And again, we haven't had anything from those two schools. Martinsdale St. Mary's and Waco, it is 57-6 at the end of the first quarter, Scott.
Holy cow.
What
were the two games you needed?
We needed West Burlington, Notre Dame, Washington.
Demons 21, Falcons nothing with 3:24 remaining third quarter.
And then Wapello Northwind.
Man, he took my joke. I was going to start giving the scores. I've got
it. I know, but I wanted to jump on you.
Great. Thanks for taking forget you, John. At Xavier, they lead the Oskaloosa Indians tonight. Saints 28, Indians nothing as they begin playing the second quarter. Epworth Western Dubuque against Mason City in Dubuque. This was one of those swing games we talked about. Number 20, Mason City in RPI. Number 9, Western Dubuque. And Western Dubuque leads that game as they play in the second, 7-0. Another swing game. Pella at 2-6. Cedar Rapids, Washington at 5-3. Washington, the Warriors, are at 14 right now in the RPI. We said you never know with a team like Pella, who's won two in a row, how they might feel on senior night. You said perennially a good team in a lower class. Let's see what they do in week 9 of 4A, their first season. They are taking it to Cedar Rapids, Washington. So one domino may be falling for Burlington in their favor. Pella 33, Washington nothing. That now at the half. And another game that we have figured would go this way. Number 19, Marion, one place behind Burlington at 4-4. They lead winless Waterloo East 28-0 as they play late in the second quarter. You called it. You said Pella.
Just think, you know, a team like that with Coach McKinstry, I've had the pleasure of getting to know him when we were on the playoff committee back years ago. And, you know, they are not happy with what they've run into this year. But they're learning, and they really started getting a groove really at the end of the fifth game. And the next two games have really kind of taken off. So really could be this is going to be closer than I thought it would be. But yet, you never know. You never know when the emotional string breaks. You know, if there's a big play, does somebody on either side just kind of snap and go, it's over, or do they continue to claw? I would hope, and I think, and I'm assuming that everybody's going to continue to claw to the end because the playoff picture is just too big.
And, you know, no matter what happens tonight, how many years did we sit in this booth in week 9 just waiting for the clock to hit triple zeros and look forward to basketball season? So I'm okay with whatever happens tonight. We're playing for something. We're calling something in week 9 for the second consecutive year, which is pretty cool.
And even if we come up short tonight, there nobody needs to hang their head. We have played lights out really after the first hiccup at Washington. I mean, we faced a North Scout team that if we face them 5 times, we're not going to win any one of those.
Just see a score. Lamar's is leading Fort Dodge 21-0 as they play in the third. A potential swing game, although Lamar's right now comes in, started tonight, ranked number 16. So this was an important game going against the Greyhounds' favor. In this case, Lamar's is leading by the score of 21-0 at Fort Dodge. So to coaches Bertelschofer and Carlson, get your pens and papers out. These are the games we're following. Oskaloosa, well, no, I'm not going to worry about it. These are the 4, 5, 6 games we are really interested in. Bondurant Farrar at Norwalk. Mason City at Epworth Western Dubuque. We've got that score, 7-0, Epworth Western Dubuque in the second. Newton at Clear Creek Amana. Denison Schleswig at Webster City. Lamar's at Fort Dodge. 21-0 right now as they play in the third in favor of Lamar's. And Dallas Center Grimes at Glenwood. We are also keeping track of Pella and Cedar Rapids, Washington, now that we know the Little Dutch lead Washington 33-0 in the second quarter. Those are the 7 games we're keeping an eye on. I don't care if it's Carlson and Bertelschofer, Smith and Jones, and whoever. You got those scores. You got our numbers. Text us. We'll read them out. Hey, we've gotten to the final 3 minutes of the halftime break. So that'll do it for tonight's Case Buying Community Credit Union halftime show. CCCU, it's where you belong. Back in 2 minutes to begin the second half here in Fort Madison on KBUR.
Those annual flowers were beautiful while they lasted. Hi, this is Steve from Ritter's Landscaping Home and Garden Center. The hard frost we had this week put an end to the last
North Scott 28-3 now
that we enjoyed all summer long. But you can still have color in your landscape with many shrubs that are just now coming into their full glory as fall colors of red and yellow overtake the green foliage. Ritter's has dwarf burning bush, several viburnums, and itias that are brilliant red, and summer sweet that has a golden glow with the promise of more blooms next summer. You can save big now as Ritter's is taking 40% off all remaining shrubs and perennials. You heard right, 40% off all evergreens like yews, globe spruce, and boxwoods, 40% off all spireas and barberries and Rosa Sharons. Ritter's also has 40% off all perennials like coral bells, daylilies, sedums, and mums. Come save some money and next spring, summer, and fall, your neighbors will say,
wow, it must be by Ritter's.
Here at Pizza Ranch, we have a Ph.D. in chickenology. We know why the chicken crossed the road, and we know what part of the chicken tenders come from, the delicious part. So it should be no surprise that we've engineered the country's best, juiciest, all-white, meatiest chicken tenders, now available for carryout and delivery in 5, 8, and 12-piece boxes, served with our new chicken dipper sauce. Pizza Ranch, we know chicken.
Come to Pizza Ranch in Burlington for their lunch and dinner buffet. For delivery or to-go, call 754-5555.
Pizza Ranch. Mmm.
Does your financial advisor take the time to really listen to you? Is your financial strategy personalized to you and your family? Will your financial advisor be there as your life and financial situation change? Hi, I'm John Hart, your Burlington area Edward Jones financial advisor. We'll use an established process to create a personalized financial strategy backed by the advice, tools, and resources to help you reach your goals. And we'll partner to help your strategy stay on track. Contact me today at 319-753-5693. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Ready!
This is BHS football on KBUR. Time to take it back to the field for the second half.
Come on,
showtime, baby.
Play some ball.
Showtime.
With all the action, here's Scott Mason and John Flaherty.
Ready to start the third quarter here at Richmond Stadium in Fort Madison. Ready to get us back underway is Christian Snyder. Ready to kick it away to Henry Wiseman. 14-7, 24 minutes remaining potentially.
It's not going to Wiseman.
Well, yeah, pooch kick. Who are they going to kick it to this time? And it's not Snyder. I apologize. It's Wiseman. It is Snyder. I was going to say Winky. Deep. Wiseman is deep. Two W's really confused me. Third quarter is underway. 24 minutes left in the regular season. Going to be taken by Wiseman at the 24. Cuts it out far side. 35-40. And upended out of bounds.
No.
There was a late hit out of bounds on the opening kickoff. And that's never a good thing. That'll
Ray
be 15 yards.
Harris did not have a personal foul of unnecessary roughness. Wiseman still going up the sideline. And Rafe just pushes him out of bounds.
If this is Burlington.
Where's the sideline warning? Seems to be pretty close there. I'd take that from any of those players every day, all day.
So the 15-yard walk-off, the third one of the night, takes it to the Greyhound 45, and that's where Fort Madison will start this drive, trailing 14-7 as we begin the third quarter. They bring three to the left side. That's the near side. Single setback is Hayden Segaviano.
Yeah, Teague's not been in an offensive set for the last four series. I don't know if they're just resting him for the defensive side or if there's some sort of injury we don't know about.
Aiden Boyer from the shotgun gets the snap, gives it to Segaviano. Right up the gut, nothing doing, no gain on first down.
Nice job. That's Noah Nixon in on the tackle along with Trent Huffman for the Greyhounds. Negligible Joel. Second and 10.
Trips to the left side.
Not really. Ladies and gentlemen, I blame it on Scott.
Trips formation to the left side. One to the right side. That's a short side of the field.
Almost Foster Brooks if you can go all the way that far back.
You're saying you're drunk? You shouldn't admit that on the air.
I'm not. I'm just saying I can't talk.
Second and 10 at the ground, 45. Boy, you're going to throw. Crossing route. Threw it to Simpson. Picked off. Run out of bounds. Where's the flag? Nice pick.
Sideline warning.
8-yard return after the interception by Nolan Simpson. And just like that, Burlington has the momentum back. They'll have it first down and 10 just short of midfield.
Man, just ghosted that receiver until Boyer had his arm in motion and he broke on the ball beautifully. Just what you want. You want some sort of a stop. Get them three and out, whatever. But, boy, that turnover was huge. We'll take a half a quarter burn here as we score. I'll take that.
Just the fifth interception on Boyer this year. First and 10 from the ground, 48. Here's Shizzle. First down carry of two to midfield.
Settles on the tackle for the Bloodhounds. Got a couple yards. And, again, we've said this, Scott, all year. We'll take 3 yards in the cloud of dust. Move the chains. Eat the clock.
Cordero checks in. Fawcett checks out.
Are we having a shift with Cordero?
It could be. I mean, it is a family tradition for the Corderos.
Some sort of trickery with the Corderos.
Second and 8 at midfield. Grounds lead 14-7. Turn and a give to Shizzle, this time off the left side. Gaden just squares up, bows his way forward to the 46, they're going to say. I thought he got to the 45. Either way, gain of 4.
Well, that's because you see JPH, Hoffman, Baker, and Solomon Cordero just moving the defensive line of Fort Madison back. Just in great speed, too. And that's, you know, that is a coach's, offensive line coach's dream to see that going.
My guess is 2 downs to get 4 yards. Third down and 4 from the Bloodhound 46. They jumped offside, no call. Here's a pitch on the option to Shizzle. Gets the right corner, 40, 35. Puts his shoulder pads into the between the 1 and the 10 on Leif Boding's jersey and just plows his way forward to the 31-yard line.
Great edge play. Great timing by Gabe to get that ball out right away. Are you pointing to...
No, I'm trying to figure out how many yards that was. That was 13 yards.
Oh, you're doing math. Yeah. Math is hard.
Yeah. That puts Shizzle over 100 yards, 17 carries, 106.
When you point to the field, I've got you.
I was thinking. I was in my own thoughts. Here's Donald now off the left side on first and 10 from the 31. He's got another first down as he gets hit but pulls a defender with him to the 20. And I'm going to hold off until I say what I have to say. You know, a competing insurance company. I don't want to have to say it until I have to.
Right. Well, I'm going to help you out.
Got to the 20.
I'm going to help you out. Teague Smith, welcome to the ball game. He's been quiet on both sides of the ball. Nice tackle there, but not before first down yardage for the Greyhounds.
So first down and 10, ball resting outside the 20, Matt Rinker. I can say that because he and Tim Lundgren are very good friends. Here's a plant and go by Robinson, but all he did was plant and get dropped.
Yeah, it looked like a bust there. That's Ike Thatcher on the stop for the Bloodhounds. I think Gabe was looking for something in a trap, maybe a miscommunication in the play call. I don't think this really matters for the Greyhounds. And the thing is, if we get the fourth and short, we got some guys who can kick to get us 3 points.
Loss of 1, second down and 11 at the 21, 8:45 and counting. Turn, give to Donald, left side. Got yardage inside the 15, it looks like, to the 14, gain of 7, and now the grounds have entered the Matt Rinker State Farm Rock and Mortgage Red Zone.
Man, again, I am just really impressed with Dimitri hitting the holes that hard. Hayden Segoviano on the stop for the Bloodhounds, but a good gain by Dimitri making it third and short. Big decision if we are fourth and short.
Third and 4. Make it third and a long 3 at the 14-yard line. Robinson under center. High formation set. He's going to throw it. Play action fake.
Rolls right.
Throws right. Overshot Simpson out of bounds. So falls incomplete. First pass of the night for Gabe Robinson. Goes out of bounds. It'll be fourth down and a long 3. I think they go for it.
Hard to see when you're running away. But Alex Fawcett opened in the backside. But like I said, that's hard to see when you got defenders in your face and you're rolling in your first primary read of Simpson.
I will say, although it looks now by look, it's more left hash than center of the field. Those guys in pregame warm-ups were hitting from 30 to 35. This would be a 31-yard attempt, but Krekel's going to go for it. Turn, handoff to Shizzle, trying to get around the right side. Following Simpson, he's got the first down. He's rolled down inside the 10 at the 9. That is a gain of 5. He needed 3. First down and goal for the Greyhounds.
Man, you just can never say it enough. Short, Shulka, JPH. You got Nixon on the side as the tight end. you're pulling Hoffman, you got the lead with Simpson. I mean, it's a tall task for every team we face this year to try to stop that power sweep.
First and goal at the 9. 14-7, Greyhounds on top. Here's Chisel off the left side, flag on the play. Probably coming back, would have gotten to about the 2.
I think they got Gunner holding on the left end here for the Bloodhounds. But really still a good run. Tackled on the play by number 53 of the Bloodhounds. That's Daniel Sojcik. I'm okay with taking him back 10 yards. Giving Indians to give us the ball. 4 yards to go. This time, you got to think if we get into a fourth down, he's going to go ahead and kick it, though. Because we were in first and goal, and I think you just got to come away with points on this drive, one way or the other.
8-yard penalty takes it back to the 17. So first down and goal now at the 17-yard line. Simpson and Donald, the I formation. Simpson, you're up back. Donald dots the I. He'll get the carry off the left side. Just wormed his way between two defenders. Still on his feet, being pulled forward by Simpson. Down to the 11 for a gain of 7.
You know, I love it when we do it. I always get mad at the rule when it happens to everybody else. But, man, you know, if it's the rule, it's the rule. Brody Cashman finally on the takedown for the Bloodhounds. But a good chunk of change back for the Greyhounds as they move into second and goal. If we just had something around the end.
I wonder if they can find something. Offset eye formation. Donald on second and goal from the 11. Not much there this time. Got 1 to the 10.
Man, nice job by the Bloodhounds. Kane Williams on shutting that thing down quickly. So it's going to be a big third down.
6.5 minutes remaining in the third quarter. Burlington leads 14-7. No score since the midway point of the second quarter for either team.
Scott, I know we're at a bad angle. Do you think we're midfield?
I think we're squared up between the hash marks, yes.
I could see us just running straight dive, put us in position to get some points here.
Robinson, wrong Kemosabe. Pitched to Donald, got dropped back at the 14 for a loss of 4. Make that Shizzle who got dropped for a loss of 4.
Wiseman and... Santi, no, who is that? Settles again on the stop. They had that thing sniffed out.
And they're going to go for it.
Well, the beauty of right leg, left leg, you know? You don't have to worry about
No, they are going to. I'm sorry. I don't mean to interrupt you.
Yes.
Yeah. So it'll be a 33-yard field goal attempt going to be tried by Brennan Winkie, the left footer, from the near hash. From 33, the first field goal of the year. First attempt. Snap is high, but
get
pulled
up.
Down.
Get up.
Spot is good. Kick is good. 5:21 remaining third quarter. It's a two-score game after a 33-yard field goal by Brennan Winkie. Makes it Burlington 17, Fort Madison 7. Back in 1 minute on KBUR.
Here at Pizza Ranch, we'd like to thank our Swedish friends for bringing the buffet to America. They called it the
smorgasbord,
but it was a success anyway. So we started our own buffet and loaded it up with pizza, chicken, sides, salads, and cactus bread. And you can even request any pizza you want anytime you visit. We call it Buffet Your Way, because smorgasbord your way, well, that doesn't rhyme at all. Pizza Ranch.
Come to Pizza Ranch in Burlington for their lunch and dinner buffet. For delivery or to go, call 754-5555.
Did you know the All-Star Made Right Diner serves more than just their delicious Made Rights? Stop in anytime to try one of their specials or breakfast. With a wide variety of all your favorite breakfast foods, breakfast is served all day, every day. Mondays is their Made Right Fry and Shake special. Beef and noodles on Tuesday. Wednesdays is all-you-can-eat chicken and soft-shell tacos on Thursdays. Don't forget about their homemade pies and desserts. For your next meal, check out the All-Star Made Right Diner across from the Recplex in West Burlington.
Christian Snyder to get us back underway at 17-7 Greyhounds, midway through the third quarter. Snyder with a little pooch kick to the far side. Going to be caught by a sliding up back. And that up back was number 5. That's Aiden Boyer.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. I don't have my binoculars with me.
I do, but I wasn't using them. So Boyer makes that catch. at the 37-yard line of Fort Madison. That's where they'll start this drive. Now trailing by two scores at 17-7.
I think that was a big field goal to get. I think that mentally gives you a little more confidence as you're defending this, really this very strong Fort Madison offensive tech. I think they do a good job of playing, making play calls, and Wiseman is the real deal in terms of a wide receiver.
Trips to the left side. Boyer barking out the signals. Throws it right side to the only man who was over there. Spun out of bounds.
Yeah, here we go again.
Oh, jeez.
That would be a personal foul on the Greyhounds. And again, I'm going to defend the Greyhounds, not because we're just here announcing for the Greyhounds. The receiver, Wiseman, still in the field of play. He makes a spin move, and bang, bang, Nolan Simpson comes in with the hit. And they think because it's on the edge, they're going to call that a personal foul. And I'm telling you, I'm looking at a sideline from Fort Madison that still seems to be creeping up, and that sideline warning needs to kind of be in play. But here's where, you know, we just got to be the, you know, be quiet about the hit and, you know, just kind of move on and play.
So it's a gain of 5 yards on the completion itself. Now the officials are talking to each other. I believe they all have the little microphones, so they're able to communicate from a distance.
Everybody's got an earplug.
Personal foul.
Targeting.
Personal foul.
So number 4, personal foul, 15-yarder. Face mask, lay a hit out of bounds. Targeting now.
But they did not eject the target. I mean, if that's on Simpson... He should be removed from the game, but nobody has left the field for the Greyhounds.
Penalty takes it to the Burlington 43. Boyer gets a high snap, pulls it down, gives it to Teague Smith. Flag on the play. This is coming back for a hold. Smith still on his feet. Inside the 30, dragging tacklers with him. Now another late flag, and I believe that's going to be an unsportsmanlike on the an assistant coach for Fort Madison because he and the white hat are still jawing on the far side. So that's going to be a
flag
penalty and an unsportsmanlike.
Did we talk about emotions?
We did.
We did.
I mean, that was an emphatic throw by the white hat.
That was a launch. And I'm going to tell you, Nolan did a great job timing the snap, which I think is what made the Fort Madison sideline get a little bit fired.
Well,
up.
And why are you upset? Because Smith, meanwhile, is breaking off a 17-yard run.
Right.
Be mad about the hold, I guess.
And I'm not sure if it was a hold. I don't know if the umpire.
Chop block,
okay.
Fort Madison.
And then there's got to be a dead ball.
Dead ball foul, unsportsmanlike, Fort Madison. That's going to be a 30-yard penalty. And the Burlington fans are finally. Oh, finally.
Sportsmanship Award, Greyhounds.
So chop block's 15, correct?
Yeah.
All right, so that's a 30-yard walk-off. So that's going to take it from the 45, half the distance to the goal. It'll go back to the 23.
So here's the lesson to be learned, Greyhound sideline. Step back, stay on that long jump runway. Keep your mouth closed. You've got a huge break.
So that's a 15-yard walk-off. You got 15 more to come, buddy. They put it at the 30. Those are two separate infractions, correct? Those are two separate infractions.
Well, he's still talking to Coach Doherty over there on the sideline. So.
One's a chop block.
So they miscounted.
One is a dead ball post play foul. They only marked off one.
So, I don't
understand. Well, maybe they did. Okay. So it's at the 30.
It's 30 yards. Yeah, I'm
okay.
Looking at this.
I'm sorry.
We're good.
20, 30.
We get emotional,
so
ladies
it's
and gentlemen.
First down and 37.
We love our Greyhounds.
Sorry. First down and 37 from the 30-yard line of Fort Madison. They have to get to the Burlington 33. Trips to the left side.
Screen, screen, screen.
Screen pass to Smith right up the middle. Cuts it outside. Now bringing it back inside and gets brought down at the 42. That's a gain of 12. They got 12 of the 37 back.
Good job by Fawcett on the tackle, single-handedly taking down a very tough runner in Teague Smith. Great job by Simpson to peel back and to get into Chase after the ball was caught.
Second down and 25 now, it should be. 25.
Can't play too soft here. We got to make sure we close on when the ball's in the air.
Boyer rolls left, wants to throw left.
Loves this chair.
Out and up move. Got it. Complete to Wiseman. Now it's going to be third down and 10 after the completion of, actually, it's going to be third down and 9 after the completion of 16 yards to Wiseman.
Great concept play here, Scott. They run trips. They run skinny post on the wide man. They clear out the linebacker with some sort of hook, and they run Wiseman on the wheel route, and, you know, Boyer does a nice job of putting that thing right on point.
Boyer now 10 for 16 with an interception, 89 yards. Third down and 9. Boyer going to roll right, rolling right. Trailed by Donald. Throws right over the head of his intended receiver out of bounds. It'll be 4th and 9.
Intended receiver was boating for the Bloodhounds. Pressure applied by Noah Nixon. And a great job. Who is that? Phil Phillips on that play side edge, keeping Boyer inside really the proverbial pocket, not letting him get open to run. So
3:58 remaining in the third quarter. Greyhounds by 10, 17-7.
Big 4th and 9 here for the Bloodhounds. Are they going to be? They look like they're fairly far back to pooch kick it, but
Boyer in the shotgun, as is normal. Now he's going to take a timeout. So while they talk things over, we're going to step away as well so we can try and track down some more scores. 17-7, Greyhounds on top. 3:58 remaining in the third quarter. Back in 1 minute on KBUR.
Your child got hurt in the last game, and you're worried. Is it just a bruise or
I've
something
got
more serious?
That's really new right
Find
now.
Out at the Saturday morning Sports Medicine Clinic at Orthopedics Southeast Iowa Regional Medical Center in West Burlington. No appointments, just answers. Orthopedic providers evaluate injured athletes who must be accompanied by a parent or guardian. Bring your insurance card to the Saturday morning Sports Medicine Clinic at Orthopedics Southeast Iowa Regional Medical Center, 8 to 9 a.m. every week during the fall sports season.
Did you know the All-Star Made Right Diner serves more than just their delicious made rights? Stop in anytime to try one of their specials or breakfast with a wide variety of all your favorite breakfast foods. Breakfast is served all day, every day. Mondays is their Made Right Fry and Shake special. Beef and noodles on Tuesday. Wednesdays is all-you-can-eat chicken and soft-shell tacos on Thursdays. Don't forget about their homemade pies and desserts. For your next meal, check out the All-Star Made Right Diner across from the Recplex in West Burlington.
Richmond Stadium as Teague Smith goes from the right to the left of Boyer. 4th and 9. Boyer going to throw deep down the middle of the field. Almost picked off by Alex Fawcett. He's going to blame it on his broken finger. Either way, it falls incomplete, and the Greyhounds take over on downs at their own 42.
I'm blaming the suitcase, Nolan Simpson.
He got into his field of vision.
Ladies and gentlemen, we were on the podcast today of Round Guy Radio, and he dubbed Nolan Simpson Nolan Suitcase Simpson because he says, man, that young man's traveling everywhere on the field. So
offensively and defensively.
I know it's not going to stick, but we're going to ride it out.
Maybe it will stick. Suitcase Simpson, Suitcase Simpson.
No.
Choo-choo.
It doesn't carry over into the wrestling mat.
Caden Schizel, the single set back behind Robinson. He'll get the carry off to the left side. Gets hit by Teague Smith right at the mesh point. Lost back to the 40 of 2.
Teague Smith says, hey, if Nolan Simpson can stunt, so can I. And just timed up that snap and made a tremendous tackle on Caden. But I'm going to tell you, Caden popped up. And that says something about Caden's preparation for the football season. We haven't had a no play. We haven't had a no play, and they're timing us up pretty well, Scott. Either quick count or no play would be good.
Inside of 3:20 remaining in the third quarter, Greyhounds by 10. Robinson gets the right edge, but not much there. He got one of those lost two back to the 41. It'll be third down and 11.
That's Stacker and Lozano on the tackle for the Bloodhounds, and they are a stalwart run defense, Scott. This has been a battle for those guys up front, and both sides are really holding their own.
Are the safeties crashing?
Well,
did you get Fawcett deep?
Everybody's in the box if you take a look at it.
Now a flag stops the play. Dead ball. Offsides. Burlington.
We can't. We have to be a legal procedure. We can't be offsides.
Does that mean we line up in the neutral zone on offense?
I'm not sure.
And why is that a stoppable play? You don't stop it on
offside. So I think it's just a miss mechanic. I think it's just procedure. I don't think it's offside. I think he made a...
He doubled down. Called offsides again.
Yeah.
All right, so 5-yard walk-off will make it third down and 16. Now back at the 36. 2:40 and counting. Play clock at 20.
So four no plays.
They got him to jump again.
Go, 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 go. Set, go, 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 go.
Darn it, guys. Watch the football.
They're
crowding. Third down
in
and
there.
16. Robinson pitches it over the top of a defender, and that was a hero play that fortunately didn't get batted down and fumbled. Lost back to the 32. Loss of four, and that was an ill-advised toss over the top by Robinson to Chisel.
But Chisel does a great job of handling the ball, but, man, Settles had that thing read from the snap and put a lick on Chisel. So here comes Nolan. He's going to kick this thing away. So nobody the worse for wear for the pick. And the...
Kane Williams back for Fort Madison at his own 35. High snap, pulled down. Simpson, end-over-end kick. Kicked out of bounds on the far side, and that's one of those directional punts where you just kind of go, you know, you're up 10, go ahead and get distance. And White Hat still has his hand in the air, and he finally says, stop right there, Mr. Side Judge, at the 48 of Fort Madison.
Got Deshaun Kennard, got a little limp coming off the field here on his left side. Hopefully he can get that shaken off and come back and contribute. So big series of down here for both teams as we close out the third quarter, Scott.
Minute and a half remaining in the third quarter. Burlington 17, Fort Madison 7. The Greyhounds led 14-7 at halftime. Got a 33-yard field goal from Brendan Winkie to make it a 10-point spread. Aiden Boyer in the shotgun. He's got three to the right, one to the left. Hand off to Segaviano. Behind the line of scrimmage. Gets hit and dropped. A loss of one back to the 47.
JPH with the shoestring tackle assisted by Noah Nixon towards the end of the play. Loss of one. Man, this has been a well-coached game. Coaches have made some great adjustments, but they had great game plans on both sides. Especially when you talk about being him stopped.
And the players are making the plays.
Yep, they are executing.
Final minute coming up of the third quarter. Final couple of plays. Of course, pending incompletions. Second and 11 from the Bloodhound 48. Boyer going to roll left. Throws left. Dumped it off. Wanted to screen it to Kane Williams. Overshot his intended receiver by a couple of yards. It'll be third and 11.
Sure. I'm not sure Williams knew that was intended for him. He kind of made a little duck. Like, oh, is this for me? I slipped. So, big third down. Big third down for the Greyhounds. Trying to fleetingly stop. I would tell you, with Teague Smith not in the ballgame, you got to find out where Wiseman's at and put a stop on him and maybe press on him just a little bit.
Wiseman will come out to the left side, it would appear. He'll be in the inner slot of this trips formation. One to the right side, three to the left.
This is where he usually runs this hash seam.
Wiseman's actually the wing back to the left side. He runs a flat route. Overshot his intended receiver, did Boyer. Almost picked off again by Gabe Robinson. It falls incomplete. It'll be fourth and nine.
Looked like a read route by the Bloodhounds, and I'm not sure everybody knew where they were supposed to go. And really good coverage on the back end by the Greyhounds, as it looks to be that the Bloodhounds will kick this thing away.
Four straight incompletions for Boyer. Now 10 for 20 on the night for 89 yards. And the interception to Simpson. Boyer will come in off the sidelines to kick it away. He had left the field. Now comes back. Teandre Jones back at his own 25. Boyer steps into it. Nice kick, end over end. Jones lets it hit at the 25, and it rolls inside the 20 and finally comes to a spot or stop, I should say, right on the 15-yard line as John Flaherty, hands in pockets, disgustingly shakes his head vigorously back and forth. Come up and make the catch. Although I will say this.
You know,
DeAndre Jones was between the hashes. That was near side hash.
You're right. I'm just...
Not a lot of hang time in high school
punts. No, DeAndre's not a outfielder per se. You know, and I know they work on their special teams catching game, but this is a big game, and you want to make sure of the catch. And you just got to have some confidence.
Every yard matters.
It does.
Every yard matters.
We only have 5 yards punt return on the season. That says something very important. But we do such a good job of moving the ball down the field. I mean, you can get away with that.
First and 10 at the 15-yard line for the Greyhounds. Give to Simpson, first man through, and he just tries to push the pile forward. He got two to the 17, and that'll probably be the final play here in the third quarter.
Soykick and Thatcher on the top for the Bloodhounds as we close out this third quarter of a very well-played ball game, very intense, very physical game.
Greyhounds averaging 188.5 on the ground tonight. They have 181. They are right on cue. Fort Madison has some work to do. They trail by 10, and the offense has been held in check thus far. We put 36 in the books. We've got 12 to go. Put those four fingers in the air. The fourth quarter is on its way. 12 minutes remains in the regular season. Hopefully not of the season. That'll be wait to find out, but the Greyhounds have to hold on to this 10-point win somehow, some way over these final 12. Back in 1 minute on KBUR.
Did you know the All-Star Made Right Diner serves more than just their delicious made rights? Stop in anytime to try one of their specials or breakfast with a wide variety of all your favorite breakfast foods. Breakfast is served all day, every day. Mondays is their Made Right Fry and Shake special. Beef and noodles on Tuesday. Wednesdays is all-you-can-eat chicken and soft-shell tacos on Thursdays. Don't forget about their homemade pies and desserts. For your next meal, check out the All-Star Made Right Diner across from the Recplex in West Burlington.
With any dream, the wind won't always be at your back, the sun won't always be shining, and some rain is going to fall. American Family Insurance is like a good solid roof that you can trust to protect your biggest dreams. With plans that could save you up to 23% when you bundle your home and auto. Also, you can continue to dream fearlessly, no matter what comes your way. American Family Insurance.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company assigned its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Corey Richards, agent, at 319-753-2952 today.
.181 yards for the Greyhounds, all on the ground here through three quarters. They have the football second down and 9 from their own 16-yard line. Single setback is Dimitri Donald. Here's a pitch on the option, fumbled, and it's going to be recovered by Fort Madison inside the 5. Gabe Robinson waited too long to pitch, tried to get it at the last minute to Dimitri Donald, and the football recovered inside the 5 at the 2 by Fort Madison, and they take over, first down and goal, trailing by 10. Not the way you wanted to start the fourth quarter. Big mistake for the Greyhounds, the first really huge mistake that I can really remember all season, and it comes at a very inopportune time. 11:54 remaining now in the fourth quarter. Burlington 17, Fort Madison 7. First down and goal, Bloodhounds at their own 2. Or I should say at the Burlington 2. Trips to the left side. One to the right side. Teague Smith flanks Aiden Boyer. Boyer turns, gives it to Smith. Goes in, got hit behind the line of scrimmage, stayed on his feet, walks into the end zone untouched. 2-yard touchdown run, Teague Smith, and it's 17-13.
Talk about emotions. You got a big turnover and an easy score. How big does that field goal loom now? And then how do we respond here in the last 11-plus minutes of a very important ball game for the Greyhounds?
So in to try the extra point for Fort Madison is Kane Williams. Extra point is up and good. And check that. That's not Kane Williams. That is Leif Boating. So, 11:49. Strap up your chin straps. It's an injury whistle. I thought there was a fight whistle. 11:49 remaining fourth quarter. It's now Burlington 17. Fort Madison 14. Back in 1 minute on KBUR.
Now is the time to finish all of your painting projects. Hi, this is Nick with Diamond Vogel Paints. Whether you are a contractor trying to finish your projects before winter sets in, or a homeowner reviving your interior spaces before the holidays, Diamond Vogel has everything that you're looking for in a paint supplier. Ease of application, performance and durability, perfect color, and exceptional service. Stop in for our fall decorating event going on now, Diamond Vogel, the miracle of paint, located at 3200 Division Street, Burlington.
At Reinschmitz Flooring America, we are big fans of local sports, and we're proud of the athletes who have the courage and the drive to compete. We know success on the field or court takes great teamwork, trust, and dedication from all your teammates and coaches. We live by those same qualities here at Reinschmitz. From our team to yours, best wishes in the games to come. We'll be rooting for you. Family owned and operated and part of your community for over 85 years. Reinschmitz Flooring America on Roosevelt Avenue in Burlington, where friends send friends.
Oh, what a gut punch for Jim Kruckel and the Greyhounds. 2-yard touchdown run by Teague Smith. It's 17-14. We're back underway. Tiandre Jones at his own 11. Bobbles it, picks it up at the 15. Able to get the outside. 20, 25. There's a holding call on the edge, but getting away with it was Rafe Bufaris. But Tiandre Jones stepped out of bounds at the 34. Nice return after initially bobbling the football of 23 yards.
Great answer by the Greyhound special teams. And, we'll take a unseen hold anytime we can get a chance on it.
Was it unseen because he kept his hands in? He didn't extend them, and so
anytime you can stay within your shoulders, you can grab on to almost anything and hold on for dear life. And as long as your feet are moving, you're in good shape.
So first down and 10, Greyhounds. Gut check time. Your lead's been cut to 3. Here's Robinson, turns and hands it to Donald off the right side. Dimitri across the 35 to the 36. That's a gain of 3 on first down.
Settles and Segoviano coming in like missiles on the stop there after a couple yards by Dimitri. I know I make a joke out of the no play, but they are doing a great job, this Bloodhound defense, of timing the snap count.
Second and 7 at the Greyhound 37. Robinson, Donald off the left side across the 40 to the 41. A gain of 4. It'll be 3rd and short.
Corey Annett for the Bloodhounds on the stop, but another good gain for the Greyhounds. 3rd and short. They're really good at going in this off-balanced, unbalanced power, but Nolan Simpson's coming out of the game, which means Noah Nixon probably moves up into that fullback spot, and then Phil Phillips goes to the wing, and that's exactly what happens.
Robinson turns and gives it to Caden Shizzle, hit behind the line of scrimmage, dropped for a loss by 2 red shirts. Lost back to the 38 of 3. It'll be 4th down and about 5 to go.
Annette and Soykuk for the Bloodhounds on the stop. Just a slant play. Playing inspired football right now, the Bloodhounds are. So the Greyhounds have to come in to punt, and here comes Nolan Simpson. We need to get something a little deeper than the last punt. Let's not aim too far down to the sidelines and make sure we cover this thing well.
Simpson going to keep it. Goes around the left side, but there's a flag on the far side. He's got the first down, but there's a flag thrown on the far side. My guess it's some sort of illegal formation.
I don't think it was a formation. We're going to see what that is.
Offsides, maybe on Fort Madison. Nope,
procedure,
2 men in motion.
Shift. Boy, that was a great call. That's a great gutsy call by Coach Kreckel and the staff. So, now we got to kick it away. We're at 4th and 10.
Five-yard penalty. We'll take it back inside the 35 to the 34. As John said, it'll be 4th and 10. Do you dare do it again?
No.
If they're not looking for it?
No, now they got guys. Now they're set. They brought out Cashman to get on the outside, and they've got number 13. Sugart there.
High snap. One step. Kicks it away end over end. Going to hit. Williams is going to let it hit inside the 40. Picks it up at the 35.
They got a wall.
He's got a lane to the far side. Gets a block or two and run out of bounds and brought down at the 47-yard line, a return of 7, but he ran about 80 to get there.
Yeah, sorry, Scott. Phil Phillips, nice job of coming from the inside guard spot, running flat to catch a very fast returner for the Bloodhounds. So
first down and 10, Fort Madison at their own 47. 9.5 minutes remaining in the ballgame. Greyhounds 17, Bloodhounds 14. Fort Madison has 2 timeouts left. Burlington all 3.
Teague Smith out right now for the Bloodhounds.
Segaviano in.
So probably just getting a breather. He's played a whale of a game on defense.
So 1 right, 3 left. Boyer hands it to Segaviano off the left side. Pops it outside. Midfield still on his feet on the far side, and that's why you hit out of bounds if you have to. That's a gain of 8 to the Greyhound 46.
Pushed out of bounds by Robinson on the play. Check that. That will be, trying to see who that is. Nope, that was Gabe. So, got to bow our necks here. Got to find a way to get a stop or a turnover.
Gain of, actually 6. Misadded. Math is hard.
It is hard. Got to stop this momentum, Scott.
Second and 4 at the 46. 9.5 minutes remaining. Boyer, quick screen left side. He's got a receiver who gets it down inside the 40. I want to say that's Wiseman.
Yeah,
that is Wiseman.
Yeah, it is. Wyatt Messer and Gabe Robinson on the tackle on pursuit, but not before first down. Bloodhounds on the march here, mid-fourth quarter.
Gain of 9. Wiseman now up to 7 catches for 70 yards.
Just get a sense of energy from this Bloodhound sideline. So Greyhounds are trying to scratch and figure out how to get a stop.
Segaviano on first and 10 from the 37. Gets to the second level, still on his feet, brought down by Robinson. Inside the 25 at the 23. That's a gain of 14.
Timed up and caught our stunt package really well. And Segaviano very quick out of the hole. Nice tackle by Gabe. Pushing. Gotta get a momentum stopper somehow for the Greyhounds.
Gotta limit them to 3 if you're gonna give up any points at all.
Yeah.
Boyer, first and 10 from the 23. Reset Segaviano to his right side. Boyer back to pass, looking left, throws left, throws into the end zone. Good coverage by the Greyhounds. Picked off. No, yes.
No, battle.
DeAndre
for the ball.
Jones was there. On the coverage, knocked out of bounds. It falls incomplete. It'll be second down.
Great job by DeAndre just being in the right position. Great battle by both players. Just nobody could get a hang on the ball. So get on. Hey, just a update, 41-18 Don Bosco over Winfield Mountain Union late in the fourth quarter.
So second down and 10 from the 23. Segaviano still in at tailback. 3 left, 1 right. Give to Segaviano on the delay. Not much there. Got out of an arm tackle, though. A Greyhound interior defensive lineman was trying to get the strip. Ran right out of that. Was able to gain 4 to the 19. And the Bloodhounds enter the Matt Rinker State Farm Rocket Mortgage Red Zone.
Xavion Baker and Phil Phillips on the stop for your Greyhounds here as Teague Smith has to come in and replace Segaviano. Obviously not a downgrade there as Teague is the starter for the Bloodhounds.
So they sent 4 receivers to the right side. That's the wide side of the field. 1 to the left.
2 big downs here, Scott. 2 big downs.
Third down and 4. Boyer going to roll. Throws right. Has a man inside the 15. Runs out of bounds just short of the 10 at the 12. First down Fort Madison on the completion to Kane Williams. Yes,
yeah,
Kane Williams with the catch.
Great concept. It really is just a forward pitch. I mean, handoff, and it's just a great run. Great blocking out front by those guys. And so moves the chains, and you know, we're putting ourselves in a very tough position. We got to find an answer here quickly or we're going to be playing from behind.
First and 10 at the 11. Clock now at 7:51. 17-14, Greyhounds on top.
Boyer gives it to Smith right up the gut. Wide hole parted like the Red Sea.
Yep.
Gain of 9 to the 2. It'll be second and 1. Again, the Fort Madison Bloodhounds can get a first down without scoring a touchdown.
Thacker and Settles kind of a wider split over there. Allows Teague to have a little more vision to see the hole.
Boyer gives it to Teague again. Tries to go off the left side. Tries to spin his way into the end zone. Touchdown, 2-yard touchdown run. And all of a sudden, everything changed on that bad pitch. And it's now Fort Madison 20, Burlington 17.
Yep, good tackle by Gabe. Just a little bit too late. And now, you know, just a kick away from being down some points that we got to get back. But it's our time to have the ball late in the fourth quarter. Kick is up.
Leif Boding in to try the extra point.
Good.
And it's good. 7:24 remaining in the fourth. It's now Fort Madison 21, Burlington 17. Browns will find out what they're made of over the final half of the fourth quarter. Back in 1 minute on KBUR.
It's never too early to start planning your landscaping projects for 2023. Whatever you envision when you peer out your door, the skilled staff at Zeiser's Landscaping will work with you to develop your project from concept to completion. They are experts in the areas of creative design, plant choice, use of appropriate hardscape materials, irrigation systems, and in weaving these components into a successfully executed landscape plan that suits your needs and style. Contact the landscaping experts about your home or business today. Zeiser's Landscaping in Burlington. Serving Southeast Iowa.
Your child got hurt in the last game, and you're worried. Is it just a bruise or something more serious? Find out at the Saturday Morning Sports Medicine Clinic at Orthopedics Southeast Iowa Regional Medical Center in West Burlington. No appointments, just answers. Orthopedic providers evaluate injured athletes who must be accompanied by a parent or guardian. Bring your insurance card to the Saturday Morning Sports Medicine Clinic at Orthopedics Southeast Iowa Regional Medical Center, 8 to 9 a.m. every week during the fall sports season.
Burlington catches a break coming out of the go-ahead touchdown as kicker Henry Graham just basically kicks it out of bounds.
Thinker is hoping that somebody from Burlington would try to field that little squib as it hits this ever-growing wet grass as the night continues on. And so we've got about 7:24 left here, and this is really kind of a perfect situation for the Greyhounds because they have the ball and the clock, and it gives them just enough time to drive this ball down and score. So what
are they doing? They marked off 5 yards from where it went out of bounds. That's just a Browns get it on the 35, isn't it?
Well, so now it's 38. There might have been another penalty somewhere. I'm not sure.
First and 10 at the 38-yard line. Turn, Shizzle on first down. He's got running room off the left side. He's across the 40 to the 46. It's a gain of 8 on first down, and the clock will run.
Yep, there we go. That's exactly what you're looking for. Brody Cashman on the tackle for the Bloodhounds with a little help from Leif Boding. And so great start to this drive. No rush, no need to panic. We don't want to give Bloodhounds the ball and the clock here.
High formation set one more time. Shizzle again on second and two. That's another nice carry off the left side. He's got yardage of 7 yards to the Bloodhound 47. First down, Burlington.
Cashman, Segoviano combined on the stop for the Bloodhounds, and it's a chain mover.
6:43 and counting.
Catch your breath in between, boys. You can play Earl Campbell football. I'll tell you after this play.
Nobody knows who Earl Campbell is. Robinson turns and...
It's going to be Xavi again.
Xavi, wait. You can go when the ball is snapped. You can't play behind the chains. I mean, at some point in time, I would know he wants to get off quick, but...
That's just who he is. I mean, it really just is who he's been. And, you know, and...
So what...
Or wait a minute, did they call a timeout before? So Earl Campbell football, Scott, you remember?
Oh, no flag.
No, they...
Timeout.
It was a timeout
for Madison. So Fort Madison uses its second timeout of the half.
Interesting.
With 6.5 minutes remaining.
So Earl Campbell football, Houston Oilers Hall of Famer, would just bust you up from whistle to whistle, and then he would drag behind
Well, everybody who knows Earl Campbell knows the one run. They know of two runs.
Yeah.
One was on Monday night, 1978, against Miami, where he got the right edge and sprinted past the second and third level for Miami. The second one was when he put his helmet right in the middle of the 5 and the 8 of Isaiah somebody for the Rams. And had so when you talk about dragging people, he was dragging them by his tearaway jersey. First and 10 at the 47 after the break for the Greyhounds. Give to Shizzle. Follow Simpson into the hole. 40. Straight arm at the 40. 35, 30. Still on his feet. 25, 20. 15. Puts his shoulder into a defender. And, you know, you don't want to get greedy. You want points, but you don't want to score so early.
We experienced this last week, ladies and gentlemen.
And they experienced it last year. Gain of 41. Down to the 6, and the Greyhounds have entered the Matt Rinker State Farm Rocket Mortgage red zone.
So let's go back 10 yards. Let's have a couple penalties. Jump off sides, get a 5-yard, jump off sides. Just run this clock down.
It tells you how conditioned Caden Shizzle is. 25th carry goes for 41. First and goal at the 6. Shizzle again off the right side, following Simpson, but hit and dropped after a gain of 2 to the 4.
But I really do. Just one time, stick that ball out there. Let the world follow after Caden, and then just peel back.
The Chuck Long naked boot.
If you watch this backside pursuit, I mean, we got fans following because they know Caden's going to get the ball.
Second and goal at the 4. Tight eye formation. Give to Shizzle. Follow Simpson toward the end zone. Into the end zone. Yes, no. Nope, short. Got to the 1. It'll be 3rd and goal.
I know we're going to score. I'm just tick, 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 tick.
Let this play clock run down. 5.5 minutes remaining. A half minute on the play clock. Don't snap it until close to 5 minutes. Or, you know, keep with the momentum and trust your defense. 3rd and goal from the 1. Turn, hand off to Shizzle again. Off the left side. Touchdown, Greyhounds. Well, that's a response. We hope that they didn't score too early.
From Pella, Iowa, we get the same news as Assistant Sports Information Director Joe Flaherty says, I'm worried about scoring too early. So is everybody in this booth. So great job by the offense to respond as Christian Snyder gets set to kick it away for the extra point.
Second touchdown of the night for Caden Shizzle. Makes it 23-21. Now the all-important extra point. He's up and good.
Hammered it.
5:14 remaining in the 4th. Burlington 24, Fort Madison 21. Back in 1 minute on KBR.
In times of financial uncertainty, how can you stay on track? Call on someone who's invested in your success. I'm John Hart, your Burlington area Edward Jones Financial Advisor. At Edward Jones, we believe in building a complete picture of your financial life, including your unique goals and passions, so we can help you work toward achieving what's most important to you. Call me at 319-753-5693 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
It's never too early to start planning your landscaping projects for 2023. Whatever you envision when you peer out your door, the skilled staff at Zeiser's Landscaping will work with you to develop your project from concept to completion. They are experts in the areas of creative design, plant choice, use of appropriate hardscape materials, irrigation systems, and in weaving these components into a successfully executed landscape plan that suits your needs and style. Contact the landscaping experts about your home or business today. Zeiser's Landscaiping in Burlington.
Got it.
Burlington 24, Fort Madison 21. 5 minutes and 14 seconds remaining in the ballgame. Brennan Winkie has it on the tee. Ready to get us back underway, and he does kick it deep, as John said he needed to, and it goes and goes and goes and stays in bounds.
Get it.
How about that?
Let's go. First touchback of the season.
Henry Wiseman trailed that ball thinking it would roll out of bounds. Instead, it hits it about the 25, just keeps rolling, and had to have been as close to the sideline as we could feel it could ever get without going out of bounds. It just kept going straight.
It's the punt going third baseline, and you got to pick it up, man. Great job. How the progress of these kickers, I can't even... get it out of my mouth. Christian and Brennan just have done a great job improving this entire season.
First down and 10 at the 20-yard line. Grounds defense needs to stand up and do its job. Man in motion left to right. That's Kane Williams.
Find Wiseman.
Throw to the right side to Williams in the right flat. Gets out of an arm tackle by Aiden Pfeiffer and brought down by Dimitri Donald after a gain of 5 to the 25.
So Dimitri comes into the outside linebacker spot and does a nice job running the flat, makes the stop. Pick up a 5 for the Bloodhounds. Clock stops, though. We need this thing ticking away.
Clock at 4:45. Second down and 5 at the 25. Three right. That's the short side of the field. One left. Sigaviano, your tailback. They give it to him. Sigaviano trying to find running room, dropped by JPH after a gain of 3 to the 28. And one or two of those yards were because that's the direction JPH pulled it.
Right. Trent Huffman coming in to seal up that tackle for the Greyhounds. Big short third down here for the Bloodhounds.
Third and 2 at the 28. 4-10 and counting. Boyer trying to get Burlington to jump. They did not. Now they reset the offense. 4 minutes remaining. Sigaviano again tried to go right. Cut it back inside. Got the first down across the 30 to the 31. A pickup of 3.
By inches. Great job up front. JPH, Phil Phillips, and Noah Nixon. Nice job there. Shulka, excuse me.
So first down and 10 at the 31. 3:50 and counting.
Find Wiseman.
Three to the left side. Robinson and Fawcett are your safeties. At some point in time, they're going to have to make a play. I just feel it because you can go 3 yards, 3 yards, 3 yards, but the clock is ticking down if you're Fort Madison. Snap to Boyer. Give to Sigaviano. He's got a lot of running room off the right side. That's a pickup of 12 to the 43.
Just in the backside. Backside RPO, Sigaviano found the hole and accelerated. Great quickness by the Bloodhound there. Brought down on the play by Alex Fawcett, but not before another first down. But the clock does continue to tick with only one timeout for the Bloodhounds.
3:06. Clock will be inside 3 minutes when this play is snapped. Boyer.
Get up.
Play clock at 12. Gets a snap. Sigaviano again. Ridden down hard by Xavi after a gain of 2 to the 45.
We've got to learn to go backwards a little bit. We keep falling forward. You know, and I just, a great job of Xavi coming from the backside to secure the tackle. But they need to be able to stop and move them backwards.
Three to the wide side. Trips formation. One to the right side. That is Leif Boating. Second and 8 from the 45. Boy, you're going to roll left, throws left, has a man, falls out of bounds. I'm going to guess that's Wiseman just because of how he fell.
It is, but the clock runs with a third and one for the Bloodhounds. You know, they are not in field goal position yet. You would think they're going to take at least one or two shots here, Scott.
Gain of 7. Third down and 1 now at the Greyhound 48. 2 minutes remaining.
Good job of not jumping. He had the double clap count on.
Boyer gets the snap. Sigaviano has the first down. Not a ton more. Got to the 45. Gain of 3.
Give credit to Coach Doherty and the staff. They have a ton of confidence in this offense. But you would think with 1:42, they got to take at least one shot deep as Wiseman now aligns in the far slot in the second position.
Minute and a half remaining. First and 10 at the Greyhound 44. Boyer rolling right. Has a man at the 35. Turns up field, dropped at the 31. And that is Kane Williams. That's a gain of 14.
Nice job by Fort Madison of using Wiseman as the decoy there. And Boyer with a great job of putting the ball right on the numbers.
First and 10 at the Greyhound 31. Minute 12 and counting. One timeout remaining for Fort Madison, 3 for Burlington.
Great job, Xavier. Great job, Xavier.
Pass.
Pick.
Tipped. And now a late flag. They're going to call pass interference.
Pass interference. On
Nolan Simpson.
Has to be.
Aiden Boyer.
No.
Illegal man downfield.
Let's go.
All right. So 5-yard penalty for Burlington, or for Fort Madison. We'll push it back 5 yards from the 31. So it'll be first and 15, but more importantly, 104 remaining at the 36.
Cedar Rapids, Washington is getting wrecked by Pella, as we have been told. We're not sure of the numbers yet. We'll try to get that back to you. But we are focused right here at Richmond Stadium.
Doesn't matter if you can't hold them in the next 64 seconds.
There you go. Again, find Wiseman. I know you're going to probably hook it up to Williams.
First and 15 at the 36. Boyer looking left. Throws left. Has a man in the flat. Caught. Makes two men miss. Now he's funneled, and he's dropped at the 29. And that's Wiseman again on a gain of seven.
Got to move fast. Where's that sideline warning? Coaches are out on the field.
Second and seven from the 27. Boyer going to roll right. Throws right. Has a man. Falls down at the 23. And that's going to be Leif Boating.
Last time out.
Gain of four.
Last time out by the Bloodhounds, as it'll be third and short from the Greyhound 24-23-yard line, as Coach Webb and Coach Coleman, Coach Hassoy kind of decide how they are going to defend this third and short. I would think you'd have to see Teague Smith re-enter the ballgame, as powerful as he is, even though Segmiano's played a whale of a game in that tailback position. So
let's set the game for you. Burlington 24, Fort Madison 21. 32.8 seconds remaining in the ballgame. Third down and a long one, short two from the Greyhound 22 or 23. The Bloodhounds now have utilized all three of their timeouts. Here in the second half, Burlington has all three. That really doesn't matter. You give up a score here, Burlington doesn't have an offense to really come back. So this defense has to make a play.
And are they setting themselves up to tie the game? You know, the adage, you go for the
play
win
for
at
a
home.
Tie. Or go for a win on the road, play right. For a tie at home.
Right.
We'll find out. Trips, tight trips to the left side, one to the right. In Boating. Segaviano, the only tailback. Going to throw
press,
it.
Press.
Third down, right down the middle.
Oh!
Into the end zone. Wiseman, 27.7.
Right there. Alex Fawcett right there, right through his hands. Wiseman makes the catch on the skinny post. And the Bloodhounds go up 26-24 with 27.7 seconds remaining to go in the game. Guys got to get themselves back in shape here.
Boating to try the extra point. And it is good. 27.7 remaining. Fort Madison 28, Burlington 24. Back in 1 minute on KVUR.
Here at Pizza Ranch, we have a PhD in chickenology. We know why the chicken crossed the road, and we know what part of the chicken tenders come from, the delicious part. So it should be no surprise that we've engineered the country's best, juiciest, all-white, meatiest chicken tenders. Now available for carryout and delivery in 5, 8, and 12-piece boxes. Served with our new chicken dipper sauce. Pizza Ranch, we know chicken.
Come to Pizza Ranch in Burlington for their lunch and dinner buffet. For delivery or to go, call 754-5555.
Pizza Ranch. Mmm.
It's never too early to start planning your landscaping projects for 2023. Whatever you envision when you peer out your door, the skilled staff at Zeiser's Landscaping will work with you to develop your project from concept to completion. They are experts in the areas of creative design, plant choice, use of appropriate hardscape materials, irrigation systems, and in weaving these components into a successfully executed landscape plan that suits your needs and style. Contact the landscaping experts about your home or business today. Zeiser's Landscaping in Burlington. Serving Southeast Iowa.
Back here at Richmond Stadium, back-to-back weeks. Grounds give up a touchdown in the final half minute of a ball game. Now trail 28-24, and you really, now you have to have some sort of good return to give you any sort of field position to try and break something off. The approach and a little squib kick going to be taken by Jones inside the 15. Across the 20, 25, and that's not going to happen as he's dropped at the 25.
Settles on the tackle for the Bloodhounds, and you can't, when the clock's ticking like this, you cannot try to shake and bake. You got to try to plant your foot and accelerate and get as far as you can. And I know that what Tiandre's goal was, but this is too good of a team that can track. So we've got a long way to go in a short amount of time, but we do have all three timeouts. And, you know, the fact that they're pulling guys out of the box with the way they've run.
21.9 seconds left. Robinson, back to throw. Flushed, hit, sheds a tackler, throws. Off of Fawcett's hands, incomplete. Now a late flag.
There we go.
12.5, probably going to be a PI, but that 8-9 seconds.
And if I'm Fort Madison, I'm telling my players, go ahead.
Yeah, that takes it only up to the 40.
You know, 15 yards is nothing. We don't need a completion. And really, again, as they're pulling themselves outside the box, Scott, as we've run with all those guys inside the box, you know, having a chance to get that same power off tackle is not the worst thing in the world for us to do. But I'm not sure why this takes such.
Pass interference. Fort Madison finally called.
Looked like there were some dissertation they were trying to figure out.
15-yard penalty will take it up to the 40. 12.5 remaining in the ballgame. Officials are
seriously again.
Wait until the chains move, and now they're going to say
Burlington called. Burlington's
going to take a timeout.
But they're lining up four guys in the box with two linebackers, and they're putting the other guys back. You know, you talk about prevent defense. You know, some of this plays right into the Greyhounds' hand if they can block this thing and get Shizzle or Donald going down the field.
I'm just at a loss right now. You know, 3 years ago, we'd have given anything for this.
Sure.
This hurts. It hurts.
You get hungry for it. You get hungry for this. You know, and you feel bad for the kids. I mean, these are 99% of these guys I coached in middle school, and I told them that they would have levels of success. So for me to watch it from this perspective and to know that 5 years ago, we were looking at a 70-point ball game up in Cedar Rapids when it was absolutely freezing. We're like, let's get out of here. So, and again, whatever happens in the next 12-7, you know, good things are here for all of Burlington sports. But again, look at that. You have four guys right there.
Fawcett split left. Nixon split right. Robinson going to throw. Robinson going to throw the right side. He's got Noah Nixon inside the 45.
Get out.
Got to get down.
Get down.
Got to get down. Now take a timeout with 1.8. Noah Nixon with a catch down to the 43. And that's a pickup of 17 yards, but down to a second and 8/10.
Put four guys on the end line if you're the Bloodhounds. And then I'm sure if there is a completion, Scott, we'll see what we see all the time. Lateral. Rugby-style play. But think about this as well, Scott. 2 years in a row, these two come down to the final. I mean, that's for this community, both sets, you can't ask for more. I mean, this is what you want. And if the Bloodhounds get to go into the playoffs, congratulations to them. If the Greyhounds get to go, man, we enter the roller coaster ride again.
So 1.8, this will be one of those Hail Mary plays where you've got to find a way to keep passing it backward until you can move it forward and pass it backward again. And think New Orleans Saints 2003 against Jacksonville. Think New England Patriots giving it up to the Dolphins 2 years ago.
Minnesota against New Orleans.
You know? Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, And this is high school, so crazier things happen. And this is the reason why you play 48 minutes. They didn't stop it after they caught the touchdown. You got to play all 48. So,
yeah, and I, you know, high school quarterbacks typically don't have 50-yard arms. That's why we're not talking about a Hail Mary truly into the end zone. It's going to take something extraordinarily rare. So you got Schizel and Fawcett split to the left side. Simpson to the right, Phillips to the left, wing backs with Robinson, Nixon to the right side. Robinson under center, drops back, looking left, flushed out of the pocket, holding. Doesn't matter what's going to happen, Zabie's going to be called for holding. Knocked down, Fort Madison wins, back in 2 minutes on KBUR.
With so much financial uncertainty, are you wondering if your retirement savings will last? The market's ups and downs can keep you guessing, especially if you're approaching retirement or considering it. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor John Hart. If you have more questions than answers about what's next, let's work together to help ensure you're prepared for the future. After all, retirement isn't the end of the road, it's a new beginning. Call me at 319-753-5693. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Those annual flowers were beautiful while they lasted. Hi, this is Steve from Ritter's Landscaping Home and Garden Center. The hard frost we had this week put an end to the last of the colorful pots and hanging baskets that we enjoyed all summer long. But you can still have color in your landscape with many shrubs that are just now coming into their full glory as fall colors of red and yellow overtake the green foliage. Ritter's has dwarf burning bush, several viburnums and itias that are brilliant red, and summer sweet that has a golden glow with the promise of more blue blooms next summer. You can save big now as Ritter's is taking 40% off all remaining shrubs and perennials. You heard right, 40% off all evergreens like yews, globe spruce, and boxwoods, 40% off all spireas and barberries and Rosa Sharons. Ritter's also has 40% off all perennials like coral bells, daylilies, sedums, and mums. Come save some money and next spring, summer, and fall, your neighbors will say,
"Wow, it must be by Ritter's."
Time to head to the Broadway Bar and Grill in West Burlington for your favorite food and drink during football season. Each Saturday and Sunday, enjoy specials on pizza and appetizers, including wings, loaded nachos, potato skins, and samplers. Weekly drink specials include beer buckets and Bloody Mary specials all day. It's football season, and your place to be for all the big college and pro games is at the Broadway Bar and Grill in downtown West Burlington.
What happens when you
get
short fields.
Check them out on Facebook for their weekly specials.
The game is in the books. With more insight and analysis as to tonight's outcome, we present tonight's postgame show.
No!
Back to the field. Here's Scott Mason and John Flaherty.
Back here at Richmond Stadium, Fort Madison beats Burlington 28-24 on a touchdown pass with 28.4 seconds remaining, or make that 27.7 seconds remaining from, Aiden Boyer to Henry Wiseman from 24 yards out. To win, they rally from 17-7 down in the fourth quarter, score 21 fourth quarter points to rally and beat Burlington 28-24. And John, you know, you hate to put it on any one player or play, but this game all turned when Burlington deep in its own territory. Fort Madison, to their credit, was able to collapse on Gabe Robinson at quarterback, but his errant pitch fell behind Dimitri Donald, gave him the ball in the two, and everything turned at that point.
I mean, you're plus minus in the turnover game when it's this close and the need is that great, you know, is more damaging than you think, and especially when you needed to have the win to go. So it is a heartbreaker, and I know Gabe is going to feel the sting, and you know, my hope for him is that it motivates him just to continue to get better. As we look at this JV team, we pray that their win motivates just so that things get better. But yeah, for the seniors who have lost out on a chance to go to the playoffs, it is extremely painful. So, but my hat's off to a coaching staff who has taken a group of guys and made tremendous improvements. Has put fire back into the belly of Burlington Athletics, and my hat's off to players as they played against really some tremendous odds and executed well for the most part of the year.
3-1 score losses this year for Burlington. 21-14 at Washington, 29-28 a week ago at home against Xavier, and here tonight 28-24 at the hands of Fort Madison. That's how close this team was to 8-1. The only game they weren't in was against North Scott, that 46-7 drubbing in week 6. By the way, this is the Orthopedics Southeast Iowa Regional Medical Center postgame show. Orthopedics SEIRMC, Fall Sports Clinics every Saturday morning. For any high school athlete, no appointment necessary. It'll go from 8 until 9 at the Wellness Plaza in West Burlington. 51 carries for the Greyhounds tonight, 248 yards, 3 touchdowns. Leading the way was Caden Schizel, 28 carries, 160 yards, and 2 touchdowns. Dimitri Donald added 14 for 72 and a touchdown, 17 yards passing, 265 yards of total offense for the Greyhounds. These stats are misleading. Short fields led to points for Fort Madison. Only 70 yards rushing, only 89 yards through the air. Or, 89, no, that can't be right. Let's see here.
Math is hard.
167. For some reason, my yard, 167 through the air. So 237 all told for Fort Madison tonight. So 237, 265, a separation of 28 yards between these two teams. Exactly what we thought it would be.
Yep.
A back and forth game, potentially a team who had the ball last.
Which,
just like last year, not exactly the case, but
just like
truly
last week.
The case.
Yeah. Just like last week. And, you know, you can't ask a running back to fall down. You know, he's got the ball.
Well, because nothing's guaranteed.
Right. So
you could fumble after you fall down at the
right.
five.
So, and, you know, how sick is Alex Foss? The ball goes right through his hands, makes the right break on the ball. Wiseman, great concentration. Again, somebody's got to make the play, and it just happened to be the Bloodhounds. And so I really, you can't say enough about these kids in terms of playing just really some inspired ball. This is a great, entertaining game again this week. You hate to see the season end, but that's the way athletics goes. And if you don't like the way you're feeling, you got to do something about it to change that feeling the next time you come around.
And, of course, things change next year. We don't know. It'll be a new two-year cycle. We don't know. We assume Burlington will be in Class 4A. That is pretty assured, given that we're now kind of a lower mid-range in terms of bed count 4A school.
Sure.
But whether we're still in the same, I would assume we'll be back in Fort Madison.
Come out in
comes out February 23rd,
okay.
I believe.
Okay.
My guess is we stay with Fort Madison. We stay with Mount Pleasant. Now, whether we stay then with Clinton and Liberty, and who am I forgetting?
Ottumwa.
No, we're not in with Ottumwa.
Okay. Oh, you're talking about our district,
Washington. Yeah.
I'm just going through the season.
Fort Madison, Liberty, Mount Pleasant, North Scott, and Clinton.
North Scott.
Whether we stay with those former MAC schools in Iowa City, you know, they tend to kind of etch-a-sketch things when they redo the districts every 2 years. So we could go west. We could go, you know, really our only options are to go west. There's no 4A school south of Fort Madison. So Keokuk's still a 3A.
Yep.
You know, your options are pretty limited, but we could certainly go Cedar Rapids way. You know, we could end up next year with Cedar Rapids, Washington being in our district.
Remember that year we had Prairie in Washington, and
we could end up with Xavier in our district. We could end up with Oskaloosa in our district. Those are the teams that are in this region, if you will.
Right.
So really, your options are pretty limited. Clear Creek and Mana, another one. I suppose Pella. But that's a two-hour drive for district game. That's a long way.
That'd be a little far west. But, you know, when you go up to Cedar Rapids and you're playing at Kennedy or you're playing at Washington Prairie, I mean, that's going to be the same kind of travel time. So
the interesting part will be to see what opponents Coach Krekel lists going into 2023 and 24 to say,
sure,
we'd like to play these teams in non-district. Does he shoot for the Keokuks and the Oskaloosas and the –
Muscatine.
Well, Muscatine.
I mean, that's another natural, to me, geographic rival. I mean, you got to pass through Minneapolis, Wapello, L&M. But, man, you may have great ball games with Muscatine. You know, why not? That would, to me, that keeps you close to home in the non-district. And I think we're very competitive
Cedar Rapids Jefferson,
yeah.
A team that has struggled mightily this year,
yep,
in Class 5A. You put them on your schedule, it's a team, probably a game where they feel like they can beat us and we feel like we can beat them.
Right.
You know, mix and match a little bit as to,
yep,
but it also, with gas prices as high as they are and with staffing as low as it is sometimes, yep, for transportation, maybe one of the things you take into account is traveling distance. So,
sure,
who knows? But everything may change next year. It may stay the same. Maybe the same nine opponents.
Yeah, you just don't know.
Just
how
in a
it
different order.
Up. Yeah. But it will be interesting to see who the Hounds decide to rank their 1-4 for their non-district games. So that'll be interesting.
Well, the Orthopedic Southeast Iowa Regional Medical Center post-game show rolls on. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll tell you about tonight's Area Recyclers Impact Player of the Game. Also, going to give Jim Krekko a little time to get up here. He said he'd come up. I don't think he will either. He should be with his players. But he did say he'd come up. If that changes, I don't blame him one bit.
No,
back in 2 minutes on KBUR.
At Pilot Grove Savings Bank, we believe every house and farm in Southeast Iowa tells a story. If walls could talk, they would tell of the memories made within them. Do you have a goal of finding a new home? Every farm paints a picture. Do you see your family there? Our loan officers are available in 4 counties to listen to your financial goals. We want to help you have a happy ever after in the storybook of your dreams. We're Pilot Grove Savings Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
As a family of 6, we consume a lot. Most Americans do. I'm Olivia Baker. Recycling at my house is a family affair.
We recycle so that things can be made into new things instead of going to waste.
We recycle because we don't want to fill up the landfill and run out of resources on Earth.
The only thing we have to do is a little bit of sorting, and the recycling center does the rest. I encourage you to stop out at Area Recyclers, 1818 West Burlington Avenue, and get your bin to start curbside recycling today.
Insurance stinks.
It sure does.
Until you need it.
Hi, this is Bob
at Prawl Insurance.
There is nothing else you buy on a regular basis and hope you never use it. Whether you are buying that first automobile or your fifth, finding the right automobile is one thing. Choosing the right insurance is everything. I will make certain that you are properly insured with the right coverages and deductibles. You may qualify for several auto insurance discounts. Insurance for your auto, home, and business. Check our website, Prawl Insurance, located at 111 Valley Street, Burlington.
Is your business growing, requiring expansion, or additions? Are you looking to purchase investment real estate? If the answer is yes, I'd like to speak with you. I'm Max Mercer, Commercial Loan Officer at Danville State Savings Bank. If you want to partner in banking, call me today to schedule a meeting. At Danville State Savings Bank, we are ready when you are. Offices in Danville, New London, and online at danvillebank.com.
I'm sorry,
you can't do that.
Here comes Spinell, here comes Crook. I got it.
Back here at Richmond Stadium, and it looks like Jim Krekko is making his way over. I'm going to let John drive. I want to hear the two old coaches talk. You know, you were his head coach when
he
was.
Are you using that mic, or what are you?
No, I'll give him this one. I don't want to give him COVID. We learned that the hard way with Mr. Scott.
But you're not giving this?
No. I'll give him my headphones. I'll step back, let you drive.
Okay. You're not going to ask anything?
No.
All right, well, let's get the player of the game.
Who's your Area Recyclers player of the game?
Well, it's got to be Caden. There really are so many guys who did so many good things. Again, I look at Trent Hoffman, who goes unnoticed pretty much every game. And plays well. Nolan did a great job. Alex Fawcett really. There's just so many guys. But in terms of numbers and picture production, you just have to.
Yeah, Caden Chisel, 28 carries, 160 yards, 2 touchdowns, 1 of 9, 1 of 1. Just an outstanding season. This 160 yards puts him over 1,000 for the season. I think this makes him the 13th. 1,000-yard rusher.
And what's exciting to see is he's got another year.
Yeah.
You know, think about all that Bryant did in 1 year and Kadon did in 1 year. Think about a 2-year run with a guy like Caden. Should be very exciting.
Same type of speed. A little more powerful, I think, than Bryant.
Yeah.
More related to Taven, I think. No. Coach Jim Krekko joining us. I'm going to give him my headset so the two old friends can talk.
He's asking me to drive the train here. So, you know, I'm not going to ask you to the simple questions like, what's the mood in the locker room right now, and things like that.
Yeah.
But I kind of want to start just with the last series. When they dropped the 1,000 people out of the box, was there a thought, maybe I'll just go back to my power and, you know, let guys lead? Because I was sitting up here and I was like, man, I could see Kreck doing that.
Yeah, you know, it was hard, John. I think if we'd have been at the 35-yard line with that same time left, that's a whole nother. But
sure,
we're sitting there way back on our side. And, you know, our throwing the ball with 3 and 4 wide isn't our MO.
Yeah.
That's as old as the hills. I mean, you guys have seen football like me. I mean, we don't want to be in that position. And yet, how do you tell a kid not to score or run the ball like we did?
No.
What was the time left? I don't know.
5:46.
When we scored, I mean.
We have 5:46 left. And I got to tell you, one of our old players, Joe Flaherty, who's watching in, he's like,
yeah,
Dad, we scored too early.
I know.
I go,
yeah.
I know, but
yeah,
you can't slide. You can't tell a player like that to slide.
No. I mean, we cleaned, the cool thing about that drive, we cleaned up some stuff on the sideline, had an opportunity to do it. And so we just went back to our base formation, and that was Coach Glass, and that was everybody else that was given input, players included, and it worked. I mean, we went out, did exactly what we wanted to do on that last drive to go ahead, and, you know, there you are again. It's the second game in a row where we've gone down to the waning seconds, and we just didn't come out on top. But you know what? They're good football games. We played good enough to win. We just didn't win. We didn't make the play to win, but our kids played great. It was a hard battle. The opponent, again, for the second week in a row, was right along there with us, battling just like we were, you know, and that's all we can ask. So.
You know, and we're right along with you. In fact, we talked about that your defense. I thought Coach Webb and the staff did a great job of planning, because their production was not as big as people think, because they had so many short fields. And,
right.
You know, Wiseman's the real deal. You know, Boyer
did
a nice job, and then. You know, my call was, you know, watch Teague Smith for sure, and then Seguiviano came out and had a really, really nice game.
He played well. I think the biggest thing is, was that the biggest pass of the night we gave up, I think, at the end?
Yes.
And actually, right when I was watching that live, I saw it was either Gabe or Alex came into my view, and they were just starting to step up in front, which I thought they were going to go in front of that route. But they didn't get there in time, and it didn't happen in time enough. But
just timing.
No, it is. You know, I love football. Love being a Greyhound. I love the Greyhounds. The hardest thing on earth is going in and swearing in, as you know, as an alumnus.
Club.
Yeah. And
you know what we need to do? We need to get some shirts. I know it was never a thing, but you know, we've got so many guys.
Well, at least maybe make available a plaque where they could maybe enter their year in the football when they played, and then you have the rest of it on there.
Especially,
we'll look into something. That's cool.
Yeah, especially what you've done in the last 2 years. You know, you took a program that really struggled in the 5 years before. You were losing some kids, and then you came in and. You know, that was always kind of my thought, you know, growing up in Wheaton, you know, to go back home and to see you do it.
I Absolutely.
Mean, it's just really exciting. I want to ask just when you think about your offensive line and the job that Adam and those guys did
a great job.
You know,
when you say offensive line, too, you're also including our tight ends for people.
I'm
out
including
there.
Phil Phillips and Noah Nixon at the
wing back.
Those are eight guys.
Blocking, you know, maniacs. I just love contact, and that's what we love.
You go back to Vince Lombardi and the 7 blocks of granite.
Yeah.
You know, those guys, you know. And so you're moving into another year, and I know you don't really want to talk too much about it because you want to enjoy this year, because two years of success. That really builds upon the block that you had last year, but you're going to lose JPH, you're going to lose Gunner, and you're going to lose Trent.
Yeah, so, right. And then and the other seniors that are with them.
Those
are tough losses, but you know what? Like Scott, we were talking earlier in the very beginning of the year. Okay, you lost the best, most dynamic running back of all time for, and people would have thought, you know, we just didn't even have a chance at, you know, maybe trying to play to 500. And the fact is, we played to 500, and at one time, you know, like as we talked last week, could have maybe been sitting here at 7-1. And of course, nobody understands we as coaches know this, but, you know, as you keep winning more games, you know, there's intangibles that develop in your team that people can't see, and coaches really can't see it sometimes. They just develop on their own. And I think
the season just turns a little bit different if we come out of the gate early, like we talked, and then you pull that big win over Liberty, and it's a whole another, you know, different story. And I don't like to make excuses for anything with injuries, but our kids, I was so proud of how the season went along, and every week we were without some people.
Yep.
And, you know, we were out, you know, without some, you know, like our Owen Baker last yep. couple games, and Caleb Zog, and for, you know, Derek Duncan, and, you know, there's even guys that, you know, like Max Hartman that yep. are just role player. And then there's, you know, every game there just seemed like to be something. I said that we didn't really have a full team and after week two. And, but, so that as a coaching part for me, I'm pretty proud of, because when you see the kids develop still, and they're still winning some games and hanging in there, despite all the things that get put at them, I'm just really proud to watch that happen.
You know, two more things that I think, you know, just as a coach watching in, you guys, I every week I talk about dealing cards, and you really, it's a great year to be a varsity Greyhound, because everybody got in the action. I think about, you know, last week, Austin Loper, you know, Max did some things.
Yeah.
And then you talk about two guys who come out and kick for you, who've done nothing but improve the entire year. And how hard is it for Gabe to go from right-handed holding to left-handed holding?
Yeah.
And just all of those things. So I'm
going to
ask you an unfair question. And out of all of the things that have transpired this year, because really when we were coming in, it's like, how do you replace Williams? We talked about this a few seconds ago. Mm. If you were going to pick not people but things, you know, the top three things that you'll take away and you'll talk to your players about come banquet time, that, you know, you know, we talk about that, you know, what you plant your flag in for as you move on to the next season of your life. What two or three things do you pull away and say, this is because of what you've done?
I think the biggest thing, whether they're old or young, is that we just keep reminding them that what we do, our DNA, our culture that we have works. And that's something we should all be proud of, no matter whether we're 7-2, 5-4, maybe it's a 6-3 season, maybe it's 8-1 some year. I think number one, that's one thing that we just keep focusing on. And number two, it's just the belief in your brothers and knowing that you can come to practice each and every day or workouts and know that you're in a positive environment where you're going to keep to be encouraged to be better and support each other and all those things. I mean, without those, we wouldn't be successful. I know that for a fact. We wouldn't have been successful last year, wouldn't have been successful this year. But those things put us towards success. And then, as we all know, you hope those same things build upon them as men, whether it's their classroom or their jobs or when they graduate or whatever. They go on in life, just become good people that are willing to work with other people, no matter what their job or members of their community or whatever it might be. That's kind of what you're hoping that they'll do. So
awesome, Coach. I mean, it's you know, I always get an itch come August when I hear the noise down at the stadium.
Yeah.
But
every
week it's a pleasure to see not only, you know, what you do and the other staff guys do, but just to see how this thing has progressed. And last question: it's got to feel good when you have like 95% of your coaching staff Greyhounds, right?
There's a lot of them there. We talked about that in the locker room at the end. And I tell you what, I can't say enough about all those coaches. They're unselfish.
Yep.
They're there for the program. As you know, this is, you know, I don't get on the radio much after the game. Sorry. It's just,
that's why we're clamping you down right now. We're going to got an hour and a half.
But, I mean, it's not a, you know, we enjoy this too, and I'm enjoying this moment here. But, you know, it's just, those kids are so important, and that just overrides everything. So, well, it's great to be a Greyhound. I love Burlington. I love Burlington High School. I love being a Greyhound. I love preaching Vigrami football. That's all about just being victorious. If you want to be about it, you got to embrace it. You know, we start out ringing the bell first day of camp. We don't shy away from where we want to end up being.
Sure.
And like I said, if these kids can go on after football and be Vigrami winners in other sports and other things they do, then I'll feel pretty good about that. And sometimes you just don't know that as a coach. And I don't really even know what the heck I do half the time as a head coach, because I'm too busy focused on the kids. So, you know, it makes it hard.
Yep, you bet. So, Coach, I'm just thankful to be a part of the whole thing. I know Scott.
Well, I appreciate both of you guys. I really do. Doing the broadcast and supporting us.
Yeah, so go be with your coaches and your kids and enjoy. Enjoy. I know people are going to be like, you didn't enjoy. You know, only one team is going to stand up holding the trophy, and we talked about that for years. But, you know, and you'll have so many memories. The kids will have so many memories.
Yes, they will.
So you remember when, and they'll be able to have a
talk. Well, Scotty knows that from his stats. And, and I'll have him – I will have him develop what our kids need to be told about this season because, as you know, I never like to dwell on past weeks, future weeks. But I told him in there, your story's written. I said, when we have our banquet, Coach Mason's going to have some bullet points for me to share certain things that just your group has done this year and what your group has done in the last 2 years of our program that are really special, and we're going to want to make sure they know that.
All right. Well, Coach, we want to get you out of here.
Yes, thank you.
Congratulations on another great year.
I appreciate it. I wish it would have come out better, but you know what? I'm just glad to be a part in the little part that I do of just, you know, winning football again.
So. You bet. Jim Kreckel, head coach of Burlington High School Greyhounds, join another great year.
Thanks, fellas.
You know, for a guy who doesn't like to be on the radio, he sure did like to talk tonight.
Never give a coach chalk or the board.
I will tell you what I said. I don't remember if I said this on the air or off the air. His interviews pregame, I've known Coach, but I haven't known Coach.
Sure.
And so getting to know him on Thursday nights when I go down and talk to him after practice, he, even though it's in 10 to 12 minute increments, his personality really comes out. And I don't know. You know, one of my very best friends on earth is Brock Schnaden, and I know how much I think of him as a baseball coach and how he approached coaching his kids. Burlington has had it pretty good, and I know Brock has moved on, and it's because of family, but the coaches that are at Burlington right now are solid, solid human beings, and they are doing this for the right reasons. Brock Schnaden didn't have kids in the program.
Fact.
Jim Kreckel doesn't have kids in the program. You know, so many times coaches end up coaching their kids at some point. I may even in the next couple of years with Ian. Who knows? You know, as an assistant in some point. But the point is, coaches coach because they love. And, man, it's been a tremendous amount of fun getting to know them, and I look forward to next year already. I say that every year. I look forward to the next year when 1 year comes to an end. But we got to wrap things up because last time we were here, we got locked in. So we got to hurry up and get out of here. Obviously, got to do the thank yous. Thanks for another season, John. I think that's number 10 for us.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
That's all right.
Things we got to get caught up.
Number 9 or number 10 for John Flaherty and I here in the booth. Want to say thank you to Chris Arnett back in the studio, who has always got us in and out of breaks and helps us sound much better than we truly are. Thanks to all of you back out there in listening land who take the time to listen to us. And, you know, again, I cannot say enough. The number of people who come up to John and I both and just talk about how much fun they have listening to us. Obviously, we're bringing some entertainment along with football. But, man, we're having a blast. We hope you do, too, and we're glad to get the feedback when you guys say you enjoy yourself as much as we hope you do when you listen. So thank you so much for listening every week throughout every season that we're here, and we plan to be back in 2023. I want to say thank you to your sponsors, and big shout-out to Ben Vogel, man. Ben worked his butt off these last two seasons getting sponsors, new sponsors added to the mix to help us make our broadcast that much better. With the pregame show and the statistics and the halftime show and the postgame show and the area recyclers player of the game, things like that, that just kind of jazz it up and make it feel a little bit bigger maybe than high school football. That's always been my goal along with John to do that for you. So our thanks to Standard of Beaverdale, Ryan Schmidt's Flooring America, Danville State Savings Bank, Pizza Ranch, Courtesy Door Sales and Service, Pilot Grove Savings Bank, Ritter's Landscaping Home and Garden Center, the Broadway Bar and Grill, Corey Richards American Family Insurance, Edward D. Jones, John Hart Financial Advisor, Brown Shoe Fit of Burlington, Allstate Made Right Diner, Pickle Cycling and Fitness, Queso's Mexican Bar and Grill, Des Moines County Historical Society, Diamond of Vogel Paints, Matt Rinker State Farm and Rocket Mortgage, Zeiser's Landscaping, and Roberts Tire Center. If you frequent any of those businesses, make sure you do, and do it in honor of Burlington football, because if it weren't for those businesses, you wouldn't be able to listen each and every Friday night, and I wouldn't have anything to do. I'd just have to hang out with my family.
That's funny.
I'm saying that because Ian's here. Ian's here.
Your wife's like, no, stay away. I got the house to myself.
Yeah, and most importantly, I want to say thank you to those people, my wife, Kelly, my daughter, Aubrey, who are both at home right now, and then my son, Ian, who tagged along with us tonight, just like last week, to see this 28-24 heartbreaking loss. As is tradition in week 9 or at the end of a season, I do want to say special thank yous to some special people. Teandre Jones, running back and safety. Nolan Simpson, quarterback, fullback, linebacker, the suitcase. Owen Baker, Brennan Winkie, Gabe Robinson. No, I'm sorry, Vance Walls. Gabe's back next year. Alex Fawcett, Christian Snyder, Aiden Pfeiffer, Noah Nixon, Deshaun Kennard, Phil Phillips, Wyatt Messer, Trent Huffman, Julian Perez Hall, Caleb Zog, and Gunnar Short. Those are your 2022 senior Greyhound football players, and you need to remember them. They helped put this program back on the map. 12 wins, back-to-back winning seasons for the first time since 07-08, and a playoff appearance for the first time in that long as well. So remember those seniors. When the story is written, as Coach Krakow likes to say, 10 years from now, and this program has become consistently good, has made several playoff appearances since this year, the foundation was built in 2021 and 2022. As always, thanks so much for tuning in. Burlington Falls tonight, 28-24. We are assuming the season's over. So many things would have had to have happened in order for Burlington to qualify at 5-4. Those chances are pretty slim going in, and we assume they're even slimmer now. Either way, it's been a wonderful ride, a great 2022. 2023, about 250 days away, so might as well start the countdown.
Set your clock.
Might as well start the count now. We can't tell you who. We can't tell you when, probably about Friday, August 25th, somewhere in there, whatever that day is. We don't know who we're playing. We don't know what district we're in, but that's the fun of it. We'll find out in February.
And we'll tell you who'll be there, you
that's
and I.
That's right, you and me. For Chris Arnett back in the studio, for John Flaherty, for all of our sponsors, for you fans, tonight I say goodbye until 2023. Thanks so much for tuning in for all these 9 weeks of football. Fort Madison's going on to the playoffs. Good luck to the Bloodhounds. The Greyhounds, thank you for everything you did. Goodbye from Richmond Stadium.
Burlington High School football on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR has been brought to you by Courtesy Door Sales and Service, the Pilot Grove Savings Bank, Corey Richards American Family Insurance, the Broadway Bar and Grill, Crawl Insurance in Burlington, Rhinespitz Flooring America, Bickles Cycling and Fitness, Standard of Beaverdale, the All-Star Made Right Diner, the Denville State Savings Bank, John Hart, your Edward D. Jones Financial Advisor, Pizza Ranch, and by Ritter's Landscaping Home and Garden Center. Also brought to you by Queso's American Bar and Grill, Diamond Vogel Paints, Matt Raker State Farm Insurance, and Rocket Mortgage, Zeiser's Landscaping, Roberts Tire Center, Brown Shoe Fit, Case Spine Community Credit Union, Area Recyclers, and Southeast Iowa Orthopedics on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.